So the Pottercast Trio here, and we're here coming to you with another of our DVD commentaries. It's our fourth out of five films. Can you believe it? We're almost done.
Oh. No. Now we have to do Chamber of Secrets after this.
No, we did Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll do Goblet.
No, we did Goblet. Sorcerer's Stone?
We did that one.
We got to do Prisoner of Why is Prisoner of Azkaban last?
I don't know. Nobody likes that movie.
It's the arty movie.
I love that movie.
Love it.
It's the one movie that I can't find in my barrel of DVDs.
Oh, that could be why.
That's why we haven't done it. I can't find mine.
Well, what happened is I went to the UK a little while ago, and I brought back some Order of the Phoenix DVDs, sent them to John and Sue, and we all did that funny thing you do on your computer where you can change region like once or twice.
Yeah. If this messes up my computer, you buy me another one, lady.
No, I am not. But
I don't care how good this movie is.
Well, it'll be good.
I hope the frame rate doesn't screw up for everybody, DVD.
We got fixes for that.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, we got steeds for that. Steeds
for that. So, because we wanted to get this out right when you were getting your commentary, since 90% of our audience is in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And yeah, yep. So here we are.
Hardcore. Let's do it, guys. Remember how to do these commentaries?
How do you do these?
I don't, John. How do you do them?
Well, you should have your fancy, dancy, schmacky, pretty DVD menu up right now, because you'll have turned on your DVD, and if you have not, you should pause this for a second and hit play on your DVD and get it to the menu and get ready to go, and then unpause it.
Well, how about for this one only?
They're paused right now.
No, but we got it. We all sort of like pressed play and then put it on pause immediately, and then we're all gonna hit go together.
Yeah, it'll be pretty damn close.
What specific instructions? Way to go, John.
Half a second makes a big difference. Press play, and then as soon as you get a black screen, press pause, okay? Because sometimes some people, when they have, I don't know how it's going to work if it's different in America. There might be another warning or whatever.
We're not going to get it to
play.
The frame. People could have slow fingers.
Not frame rate, but there might be like one of those warnings.
Yeah.
I don't know what the American DVD will be.
No, that comes before the menu.
So just be on the black screen that comes up right before the movie is about to start, okay?
Smoky logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played ours and we hit play and it's black and then the smoky WB comes up and everybody gets excited.
Yep. So we're right before that. Everybody ready?
Yep. Let's do it, baby.
Oh, golly.
Woo! John's going to count.
I hope you guys are ready.
Okay.
We're going to count down here and then you're all going to hit play and then we're all going to be excited. Ready?
Yes.
Oh, I should probably get ready.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, play!
Yay!
Up, my screen is black.
I got smoke.
Here we go.
Oh, it's scary.
I like that, though. I like the smoky logo. Makes me happy.
This is from the scene in the book where Harry was discovering the clouds and the metal WB logo in the sky.
I like the
I think it was page 17.
Yeah, what's that? And then with the giant words, it doesn't say Annie M. What does it say? Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Annie M.
Annie M.
What was that? It's like Surrender Dorothy. That's what it was.
Like for a split second, I thought that orb was the Earth.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, am I watching Armageddon
right
now?
They use a lot of orb imagery.
Mm. Look, it's the same house replicated 1,700 times.
Yeah.
How many? Where do they keep moving it? Where's this field coming from?
I know. Mm-hmm.
I remember when we went for a visit at the EA studios, and I was walking by the programmers' computer screens and lingering for a while on what they were working on because I'm Snoopy. And I saw Harry running around this tall, dead grass, this field. I'm like, what the hell? Where is this? This hasn't been that long since I've read Phoenix. Where in the world are they?
Yeah.
And I saw it in the film. I'm like, oh, interesting.
This is definitely right behind the studio.
Yeah,
they have that Privet Drive set up, and it really looks like this out at Leavesden. It's all kind of barren.
Right. Well, we saw stills when they were making this, and that were released. Like fans were there, and and then we got to see Mr. Big D with his Dudley bling. This is my favorite. I just
Look
cracked
at him.
Me up.
No,
I mean,
the silver shirt.
P-I-M-P.
I mean, but he's wearing Nike. Isn't that a little product placement?
Nike.
Excuse me. Someone help.
Nike.
I know.
Is that how they say it in England?
No, probably my stupid Southernese did not say right. Americanese, I don't know. Nike, I'm just unhip.
Look at this brutally mean Dudley.
Yeah, I think he might be even meaner here than he is in the book, which is strange.
I mean, what side of the bed did he wake up on today? Just decided to go after all of Harry's biggest demons?
And he looks so silly. And the other guys are laughing, but Dudley's like, oh.
I know. If I didn't know any better, I would think Dudley was trying to catch up the viewing audience who were not familiar with the previous few films or books.
I think Dudley was being used as exposition.
So let me ask you this.
Harry does not have parents.
You know, and he pulled out that wand. Is that why they were laughing? Were they laughing at him? Did they not get, or did they think it was like a knife?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I think they were laughing. They were laughing at dork. What's he doing?
Yeah.
He's playing Dungeons and Dragons
out
here?
He's waving a stick at us, guys.
Yeah. I've never played Dungeons and Dragons.
Neither have I. I don't plan to.
You lose geek cred if you don't play D&Ds Dungeons and Dragons sometime.
It kind of looks like a scene from like Signs, you know, that Mel Gibson movie where crop circles or something's coming.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's it.
You'd think Dudley's friends, having grown up with him after all these years, would know that Harry's prone to screwing crap up when he's got that wand out.
Like the weather?
You think?
Like the weather.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't change the weather, Dudley. Of course it's not me. What do you think? I'm Storm from X-Men?
I see Dementors.
I'm wearing long white hair.
You know, but I was curious about those lights that they have in this tunnel. I mean, most tunnels, like under that, don't...
Whoa!
Oh!
Whoa. I don't remember it coming out of nowhere like that.
I know.
He's flying!
Big T.
The Dementors...
Look, everything iced.
They digivolved into flying Dementors.
Flying Dementors. Well, they fly. Don't they fly in 7? Voldemort.
They float weirdly.
Well, no, they flew in Prisoner of Azkaban or Goblet.
But they're not supposed to fly.
I don't know. But this one, they look a lot cooler though in this.
They do look awesome. They look totally awesome. Yeah. They're like skeletons covered in cloth.
Yeah, with cheesecloth.
Cheesecloth.
But does he get Dementor bogeys in if he does that with his wand?
Ew.
I don't know.
Oh, that gave me chills when I first saw it the first time. I'm like, oh my God, listen
to
him.
And I love how Harry commands it to the other one.
Yeah, that was awesome.
A little faster there, Harry. Don't stare at it for a second. Come on.
Yeah. What should I do?
Should I let him? Should I save Dudley?
What you didn't see there is that they deleted scene that Dementor got hit by the truck.
Did it? Splat.
Yeah, it was sad. It made a big crunch.
That was...
But they didn't want us to feel sad for the Dementors.
Here is one of the big disappointments of this movie, right here.
Oh no! What if she's watching?
It's just not my
Figgy.
I mean,
it's not her fault. It's just not the wacky Figgy.
I know.
But then again, it would have been so silly and so stupidly funny. Like, funny in a bad way. It's funny in the book, you know?
Yeah, it was beautifully done in the book, but this just was not...
Yeah.
But imagine if she was like this wacky woman that came out of nowhere, flapping her bag and screaming. Like, we wouldn't...
Yeah. She'd be like a cartoon. She'd be like the Simpsons cat lady.
But I wanted Dung Fletcher. He's one of my favorite scumball characters in the film, in the series, you know? And I wanted him in this film.
They don't want to promote, tobacco use.
Her pin is a cat.
Yeah, with Mr. Tibbs. What are the cat's names? Mr. Tibbs?
Fluffy, Mr. Paws, Tibbles. Tibbles, Mr. Paws. I think Fluffy's one of them. Not Fluffy.
Adrina.
Is that Ted Tonkson, the weatherman? Do we know?
I guess so.
Really? That would be very good if they already
casted
Ted Tonkson.
Not Ted Tonkson. His name is Ted. I don't know. I think it's Ted McGuffin.
Daughters. McGuffin. A little hot mama for, you know, I mean, go for it, but that was, the outfit was a little bit
much for Petunia.
Yeah, I thought so too. Then there's Vernon with those chic an awesome socks outlet, and though. Oh God.
He is actually as wide as he is tall now.
John.
His
circumference probably
he's definitely
matches
gotten bigger.
His height.
No, he's definitely gotten bigger in the past 5 movies.
Yeah.
That's how they're described in the book.
He's
waving a spoon.
I know. He always has a spoon.
Yeah.
Spoon.
Where did the owl just go? Go through the ceiling?
Yeah, I guess so.
I didn't see it perch. Oh, there it is.
Harry's just sitting there.
Poor All the letters can the talk now.
And she's very chic looking. She's got lipstick on. Talking.
Yeah, no, I thought this was a clever condensation
a howler?
Of stuff. No, it's just a letter.
Just a regular talk.
And it's more exciting
for
making talk.
Yeah, it's much more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It blinks.
You know,
so sorry. Oh no. Fail.
Muffet. Pop cup. face is awesome.
Brush your teeth, dude.
The pure joy on his face is just amazing. Good Dudley.
I know. Dudders.
Mumbling.
Come on, Big D, get in there.
Bonehead. Not feeling well. We're going to go to the hospital. It's going to be great.
Sorry.
We're going to beat up the room. Poor Hedwig.
Look at Hedwig while she's alive.
John, don't ruin it. Spoilers.
John.
Spoilers. Remember that time where she died?
Oh, did she? Didn't remember.
Oh,
poor Hedwig. Book.
Oh, here we go. Now we're going to be nostalgia about. I love these guys.
This is his parents. They're dead.
Love them.
They've gotten a lot of use out of that.
That one that picture. Shoot. I know.
Yeah. That's all they seem to do.
It makes me want to make a bunch of those, because one day that's how Cedric. Our photos will be.
Cedric. I can't watch this part. Cedric! Love you!
Don't kill
you
guys, Cedric. Look how much he's remember? Grown. Just how different Harry looks from that scene to this scene. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's true. It's very true.
Do you remember when the news came out that Cedric was going to be in the fifth movie and everybody was all like, John was right! The ghost of Cedric is going to be in the movie! Oh my God!
I forgot about the ghost of Cedric.
Yeah.
Oh... like the Pottercast, like teens joke.
Yeah.
Pottercast 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. What are we on now? 180,000?
I don't remember.
Look at this. Martin makes the Mad Muggle is on his wall.
I know. So
cool. Oh, that's scary.
Oh, but it's great. They put those little.
The advance guard.
It's not Martin Biggs Exodus. It's something else, but I can't read it. He's got all pictures of owls.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves owls.
Okay.
Tonks.
Now. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The last time Harry saw Moody, he was somebody you wouldn't go away with willingly.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know anybody else in this group of people.
Right.
Why is he going away with them?
And there's no dialogue.
So true.
There's nothing. There's just like, oh, okay, these two people I've never, you know, one psycho, deformed psychopath, and a woman with purple hair. I'm going to go.
He doesn't
How
know
do they even
them.
Reconcile that in the book? Because Lupin's there,
Lupin's
right?
Lupin's there. That's why.
Yeah, but he's...
anybody...
We're here.
They never explained this.
Oh, look, John.
It's just
did
funny.
Moody's stick just make her hair go back to normal?
Boom, boom, boom. No. She shook her head. Look at the seat on Moody's thing. Yeah. If you look closely, he's sitting upright. It's really funny.
Moody travels in comfort, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I remember hearing this in the theaters. I don't know if you can hear it on this, but it sounded like when Moody goes by, it goes brrr, like you can hear like there's a motor on his broom. I don't know if you can like crank it up.
That's awesome.
I just remember hearing that when
Mine's
we saw that.
Not loud enough. Did you see his feet out in front there?
Yeah. So
yeah. This is the part where we have zero regard for the decrees of Muggle secrecy.
Yeah, pretty much.
International statute of something.
But it's an awesome excuse to fly through London.
Yeah,
with,
why not, you know?
HD cam.
It's absolutely a gloriously filmed scene. I will give David Yates a
gorgeous.
Lot of credit for this. This is just
beautiful. Look at that. Westminster Abbey is just...
Isn't
imagine.
It, though? Beautiful. That lighting is gorgeous.
I was just there.
And then... I think this is cool. I like this part. You know, there goes a garbage truck going by. Just like normal life. And then... Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Seems like so real.
Yeah, the painted lines on the street for the parking and everything.
Yeah.
Moody's magic stick of everything.
It like, is. The stick that can do anything.
It's a perfect tool for like an old man because it's just like,
right.
Just grumpy.
He doesn't feel like doing
things.
Anything anymore. He just wants.
Yeah.
I thought this I was perfect because it's not like a house exploding out of nowhere. It's like it's just been kind of collapsed in, you know?
Yeah.
It's
cool.
How do you not notice that? Yeah.
Well,
those are so stupid.
John.
That's why they're muggles. They don't, as Stan says, they don't
know
nothing.
Their fish tank shaking?
No. Muggles don't notice nothing.
That's an interesting thing to interpret another person's imagination about what they meant when they wrote something
right.
like a house appearing in between two houses.
Yeah. I always imagined
I wonder
exploding.
How much of the stuff like, they matched Joe exactly on.
Okay, exploding, but like, you guys went inflating. To the set, right? Were those paintings of like households? Were they there when y'all went? You saw this,
I
right?
I don't think they were. I don't think they were on the walls. But literally, that hallway is as wide as it looks. It's like a shoulder width.
Wow.
Oh, I was there. It's so cool.
Oh, seriously.
Look.
It's so little.
Look,
this
he's not dead yet.
How they even filmed in there is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, it's his mommy figure.
This was a really kind of scary set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so dark. Dank.
Well, they can't.
Like, you're wizards. They can generate anything they want. Make a nice house.
Well, John, if it worked like that, all the wizards would be living in.
Yeah.
Well, why can't it work like that?
Because she's made rules.
They're just lazy?
She's made rules. It's not like you. It's not like it takes the place of money magic.
Yeah.
Well,
they have.
You can transfigure anything into anything.
No, you can't. You can't transfigure into money. To real
you
money.
Can't transfigure ugly carpet into nice looking carpet.
You can make it look a little better. Remember, Ron tried to like sever the fringes. He could. It depends how good you are. You know,
it's true.
Not everybody.
This is the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, but
they're the best of the best.
But John, what are they going to do? Decorate the house or fight Voldemort?
They're not fighting Voldemort all the time.
I can't understand what he's saying, but I just think Creature looks awesome.
Yeah, Creature looked great.
Just.
And that was done perfectly. Large quantity of bushy hair.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Notice she's out of breath and Ron's looking embarrassed.
John.
What? Come on. They're teenagers.
You know that had been speculated, but we know they didn't snog until Deathly Hallows. Come on. Come
on. Yeah.
We were in this room as well. So gross. Layer of grime over everything. How they even managed that, I don't know.
Oh, wow. Really?
They just have sawdust they throw on things, like just kind of.
Didn't you close that cabinet back there?
I did.
And I'm like, come on, continuity. What if they film in here again?
I love it. They go back in there and the cabinet's closed, guys. It was me.
It's a little open now.
Way to go, Melissa. You ruined the film? You
that's,
blew
that's
the scene. Shot? Way
I'm
to
gonna
go.
Be I'm gonna be responsible for a line on IMDb, my lifelong ambition.
Yeah.
Does she have a ladybug on her shirt? She does.
They're wearing stripes.
What do you mean?
Is that Chanel stripe she's wearing?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Nope.
Whoa!
Apparating!
What are they doing apparating without white smoke or black smoke?
Because it's not always how you apparate.
This is how you apparate properly.
It's only when you want a dramatic entrance in a battle.
I know. Exactly.
I
a little flare.
Love the ear. This ear is brilliantly done.
Yeah.
I have to say. Very amusing. Especially for younger children that saw this, like my son.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was hysterical.
And the Crookshanks bit was great. Yeah. Well, it's coming in a second.
Yeah.
That's right. Say hello.
Oh, it's your
Ginny,
future wife.
There she is. She exists.
And no one cares
wife.
About.
The cat without a face.
Yeah.
Stupid Snape.
You don't dangle stuff in front of a cat. You
I know.
Just don't.
It's like.
The cat wasn't there when
Look
they got
the
there.
Look at the troll. Oh, the troll leg. It's disgusting.
I know,
the
gross.
Umbrella stand.
Take out your wand and immobilize her.
John, they're kids. They're not allowed.
They're of age, Fred and George. Hello.
Well, Fred and George don't. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're going to mess
with them.
Fred and George messing with Hermione's cat would be like you messing with Muchka. I'm just saying it would
I
not do it.
I do mess with Muchka.
Yeah, and you suffer for it, don't you?
Yeah, and you're very lucky you still have your fingers.
Oh. Harry Potter.
I love him. Gary Oldman.
Come give this guy a hug.
Yay.
They never once in this movie tell us who Lupin is.
No.
Ever.
Tell us what?
Yeah,
who Lupin
name.
Is?
Yeah. And there's the random pig nose that would just.
Oh.
No explanation
giggle,
why.
Giggle.
I mean, I get it would just be a pain to explain it, but it's so weird.
It's so weird.
They all look so kind of broken down, you know, like poor Arthur in his sleeveless shirt. And only Sirius is all dressed up. That and Daishiki guy over there.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Shacklebolt, right?
Shacklebolt. It's not my, that's not my Kingsley. My Kingsley is a bit more like, I don't know, Shaft.
I didn't envision that costume, that's for sure.
What do you think she was trying to say about having pretty much the wealthiest characters in the book be bad guys and having the poorest ones be all the good guys?
I don't think that all the wealthy characters are.
Well, the wealthiest.
Harry's
Malfoy's.
Really wealthy.
Yeah, I mean, Sirius's family is not exactly, you know, dirt poor.
Sure.
Yeah, but they were dark wizards other than Sirius.
I'm sure there are others. I can't imagine the Neville's family is badly off.
I can't either. You know? And Kingsley doesn't look like he's hurting wearing those robes, man.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just his style.
Yeah. He's this. Samuel L. Jackson of the Wizarding World.
The Wizarding Thrift Shop.
I guess so. I don't know. He looks cool, though.
Look, he's got tattoos on his neck now, Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
John, what are you making noise there with?
What?
Huh?
John's making a crinkling noise.
Is he eating?
Oh, sorry.
No popcorn during this movie.
Come on. It's a popcorn movie.
Meh.
Hold on. We're just trying to have an interesting conversation.
Molly's Moody ever does stand look in the ladle corner.
Going Molly's got
by
a
itself
knife
in the background. It's great. The ladle's just Molly's moving all by itself.
Yeah. Don't mess with Molly when she's got a knife.
Oh, that scene in the book was Kingsley hysterical. And they're cutting.
Why is Kingsley Black and Harry there getting in between him and Harry? Or him and Jenny?
Because it's not book 7 yet. Shut up. Or book 6, rather.
Bah.
I love the little wink
yeah.
from Sirius. It was great.
He's always winking at Harry. It's hardly appropriate.
Oh, no! It is...
How many times did he wink at Harry?
Because they're...
He's friendly. He's just... He's a cool, hip uncle, man. He's just...
I don't
Godfather.
Know. I think...
He rocks. Sirius no, this, rocks.
Let's stop and
oh, here we go.
And genuflect at the Arthur, okay?
Yes, here we go. This is awesome. Everyone enjoy
the
this scene.
Banging the underground just kills me.
It is. This is brilliant.
Forget Joyce Picard.
Just like he expects it to work.
Yeah. You know?
Why does Harry have a... Okay.
I love those
he
things.
Goes backwards.
Look at his face, though. It's so... His reactions are perfect.
Those stupid Oyster cards, if you keep them in your wallet long enough near your other credit cards, yeah. like the back of the magnet, everything gets messed up, and then every time I go over there, it doesn't work when I come back with it. And you have to buy a new one. It's a scam.
How many times have you been over there?
Yeah, John.
All 2 times.
Mine's been fine.
I'll screw you.
Thanks, John.
I have mine. I kept mine because I think it's mean. Really a cool thing.
I have mine put up on my wall.
Mine's in my, I have a little treasure box of my stuff. That's in there.
Yeah.
Now, this was my favorite set of every single one. Look at this. This is just
marvelous.
Wild.
Everybody's moving. Everybody's got somewhere important to be.
And I love the music to it. It just makes it mysterious and exciting.
Yeah.
And there's,
they're talking about
this.
Trading. And they're, you know, it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. All the
just
various
gives you the hints of the whole
things.
Society.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Goes the owls and the paper cell. It's so fantastically real, common, like we all can identify with, yet it's magic. It's great.
And there's the wizard that never quite does anything.
Yeah.
Click me.
Here we go. Favorite shot. Five. Thank you, David Yates. Love it.
Spooky looking, that guy.
John, you liked how they filmed
this
scene,
the
right?
Red button.
I remember we talked about this.
Yeah.
Look, there come the memos. So funny.
So cool.
Kingsley's got tattoos on his head, too. Everybody's got tattoos near their face.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Oh, Harry's scar moved.
Yeah. This always reminds me of the Tower of Terror.
It does. I don't like that ride.
I think Harry's scar moved a little bit, guys.
No! How do you not like that ride? It's my favorite.
It makes me nauseous. I don't like it.
That guy with the big ears over there reminds me of the Tower of Terror.
I thought it was Stan.
Other guy.
Yeah. There he is! Jason! Hi, baby! Sorry.
Hi, baby. See all that dandruff Jason had?
No.
No, he's got perfect hair.
Beautiful hair.
His eyes look green here, Harry's. Weird.
Yeah, almost. Actually, very green.
He's gotten so good, Dan.
Yeah.
His scar moved again. Oh, my gosh.
I'm nervous.
Where's
the scar now?
It just, the bottom part of it moved a little bit. Just keep watching his scar. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's never quite in the
around.
Right same spot.
Look, they moved again.
See, yeah, it's
it
a little bit over.
It was pointing a little bit
time.
Otherwise.
What the hell?
You see?
Yeah.
Why can't they just use freaking makeup?
It is makeup, John.
That's the
why would makeup move?
Doing it in the wrong spot. Somebody said to me a couple weeks ago that he should get it tattooed to his head.
That's funny.
I said no.
Brian.com.
.com.
That set really is beautiful, I have to say. That floor is gorgeous.
Yeah. They've had this since the third one. Since the first time I went to the set, they've had this there.
Wait, was this where they filmed Chamber of Secrets? Or
no, they filmed the tribunal for,
oh, right!
The first time Harry ends up in the Pensieve. Is that 3 or 4?
Right.
That's 4, when they see Karkaroff
right.
in the thing.
Yeah.
And Barty Crouch. This right. is where that... But it was all messier because it was of a different time, post-war era kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now this is more cleaned up.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like how they have the flames shooting in the background behind their fudge. It's very dramatic.
I know.
Yeah, because they don't want to make this look like a scene out of hell or anything.
No, it doesn't. Oh, not at really. All. Those costumes are pretty stylish. Look!
Okay, got your red states and your blue states here.
I think she's a Hufflepuff. At least her daughter or nieces.
It's called the Pensieve. It's called Beard Serum.
Yeah, but they're not it's allowed to use legitimacy. Beard Serum. They could probably do a Pensieve. What are they going to chuck all the council
chuck
members
into
the, yeah. the Pensieve?
Ooh,
well, I liked her in this scene.
Oh, who was that sitting there within all her pinkness?
Oh, her cat thing is now the button on the top of her.
Yeah,
on the top of
her little beret
her
or whatever.
Dress.
What do you call this thing?
It was on her lapel before, and now it's on her collar.
Oh, right.
It's her little cat.
Right.
Button.
Good eye, Melly. Good eye. Figgy.
So cute. Aww. Little sparkly
what's up,
hat,
baby.
Look at Percy. Yeah. They never address him either. His scar moved again.
I know.
It's lighter in that shot.
But he does a good job with
Ooh,
no lines.
There's little M's on the ministries.
We love you, Chris Rankin. Shout out for you. Whee! Squee! Professor.
He's like, and who the heck are you,
Yeah, he's
lady?
Like, hi, are we?
Her voice is amazing.
Yeah, her voice is pretty incredible. This is my favorite Gambon scene ever.
Yeah,
he does a good job. That's
yeah,
true.
I like it.
I wanted him to have the big fluffy chair.
Yeah, that'd be pretty. But see, it would look so silly on film.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny thinking about what we now know about Dumbledore, about how he's always whipping out big fluffy purple chairs and
John.
All these outrageously funny things.
Yeah.
They say he's been camping it up on set like we read.
Yeah. Right.
I'd love to see that for a day.
Yeah. What about
hey, that's what it takes to get Gambon to play Dumbledore, right?
But that wasn't Dumbledore.
It wasn't. It was just
it
Gambon
wasn't campy.
Being
No, but Dumbledore Gambon. Was lighthearted and fun and mixed with his seriousness.
Right.
If that's how Gambon interprets it, then whatever.
Yeah, this one is all gloom and doom, which is not the case.
Yeah.
The long nails never quite did it for me with him.
I hate the nails and I hate the beard tie. I hate that
The beard
thing.
Tie is weird. Ugh. He's like, look, why am I here? Yeah. Why am I wasting my time?
Like, what
Come
the
on.
Hell?
I'm going to count every time his scar moves. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Scar watch. Yeah. Need to have him. Oh, me. Come on, Amelia. Set him free.
Ooh, John.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh,
Mrs. Fig, a cutie.
Yay.
And he's like, yay, I get the two magic
do,
again.
Do, do, do.
There's little M's on Cornelius's, what you call it, his necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's yeah. M's there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, burn. He
Look
did
at
not
me.
Just ignore him.
Oh, that fire wasn't on before either.
It's happening.
He just got stood up.
Oh, there's a stick again.
Okay,
go.
Yeah. They think that this is a nice, inconspicuous sight.
Yeah.
Guy with a stick and a weird eye. The dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Head wig. A woman with purple hair.
Well, purple hair you can accept,
yeah, I
but,
guess that's,
you know,
that's pretty
the
normal.
Stick, not so much.
This is really, this where they're walking right now really is on the way to Platform 9 3 quarters.
Yeah, you guys should check it out.
That was weird.
I don't remember one of these sitting rooms.
No,
I don't remember the sitting room either.
But we were there. We were at the platform, weren't we, guys? Mm-hmm.
Okay,
there.
I'm yeah. so confused as to why he's only wearing a coat. Why?
Yeah, man.
But
he's
I
out.
I don't get
he's,
it.
He's freedom, baby. He's letting it all hang out. You go, Gary.
He's a hippie.
Woohoo!
Come on.
Oh, this is great. I love they put this in. Yes,
picture.
Yes, yes.
Look at Hagrid. He looks shorter in that picture. Than
it's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, David Hughes. But they could have done away with this and they didn't. So I was thrilled they put this in.
Yeah, it's a nice moment, though.
It is. It really is.
They never explain what happened.
That is one question I would love to ask.
Worse than death, and they never talk about it.
The thrice times. I want to know.
Well, Neville talks about it, but not,
Look,
in
James,
depth.
Lily.
Lupin with long hair.
Yeah.
Pretty old-looking 20-year-olds.
They're not 20 in this incarnation.
Yeah, they're probably even younger.
No, they're supposed to be, I think, older.
What?
They have never said in the films. They've never given any time reference in the films for these guys. As far as we know in the films, they're not 20, 22.
I know.
Oh, here we go. We just talked about this not too long ago on Phoenix Files.
Uh-oh.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
That girl looked right into the camera. It was funny. Look at this schnazzy guy. Did he land a Chanel deal too?
Maybe he did, but that's Prada, baby.
It's like a five-piece
man.
Prada.
Why in the suit?
This Voldemort's got style, man. He's glamorous.
Just style and Dark Lord just really didn't...
Voldemort and all of his Death Eaters are all running around. Gee.
Did you see the way Ron was looking at Hermione at that moment? That was interesting. It's cute.
I want to go on that train. They have those fan rides you can ride. I want to go on that train ride.
Yeah. I love the shot. I want to go to Scotland.
Me too. Oh, it's my dream.
I mean, I've been to Scotland. I've been to Edinburgh, but I want to go to like the Highlands. I want to actually, you know.
I just want to set foot in that country. I can't. Here
comes the first time ever that Ron holds Harry's arms back the way he does since every book.
Yeah. It's the real Ron. It's the first real Ron. There he is.
It's fantastic.
And a lot of fan fiction.
No. He's being a good friend and being strong and not always this goofy face making clown.
He's so good.
It's true.
He really is so good. He's a good actor.
Hermione's scared.
Look at her holding her books.
Yeah. Scared of Harry.
Oh, there's Cho.
Oh, Cho and her random hot friends. She's Cho and she needs to hang around other pretty people.
Random hot friends.
But that's cute because they're all like pretty and put together, and then they look at this ragtag group with Neville and the.
And look, there it is, Mimbleus Mimbletonia. Love Neville.
Very unattractive kids there.
Well, that's what I was like when I was growing up. Whoa. Still am, as a matter of fact.
So
goofy.
Cool.
I love that they just. I wonder when they're going to stop goofing up Matt Lewis.
Oh.
Book 7, he's going to look like badass
Prince Charming.
That he is. Yeah. He should.
Make him look like a big goober here. Give him the fat suit and the silly hair.
Yeah, fine, because the transition will be that much better later.
These effects on this Thestrals are amazing.
Yeah, really. Gosh. Oh, here she comes.
Who's this little girl?
Reading a magazine, just like in the books.
Upside down. Oh, Quibbler.
Upside down. Quibbler.
A far off look in her. She's adorable.
She is.
Which is hella sane.
Yeah, seriously.
How dare you?
Aw, Hermione, why'd you do that? Earrings. She recently taught me how to make those earrings.
So cool, Melissa. That is cool.
She does them so fast. It's amazing.
Do we have pictures of that of you with those on?
Well,
in our
I can't believe
somewhere?
That they actually. So awesome. I heard about this. They forced her to make 83 pairs of those throughout the movie in case they lost one.
83 pairs.
They locked her up in her room and made her twiddle the beads.
Look, she's got
83
pudding.
83 pairs.
Uh huh.
What are you being a jerk for, Seamus? Harry's all like, no one likes me.
The big pink blot on the right there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sitting by Snape.
At least the wires are candles on this thing.
What is that random clap for from Snape? He's like, clap, clap, clap. Hagrid's gone on temporary leave. I don't like Hagrid.
McGonagall's hat was a little different there. Yeah.
Who's that lady? And who's that
guy?
That's
Charity. I bet that's Charity. We just don't know.
Grubbly Plank, dude.
That's not Grubbly Plank.
Is Grubbly Plank the one with the...
No, Grubbly Plank would be a little
like
bit...
A
she's got a monocle.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I missed the Grubbly Plank thing. I was talking over it.
Yeah, well... Ah... So cool. She's amazing.
She is.
I wish that pink little that cat brooch was moving.
Be awesome.
I want to go to Hogwarts.
So bad.
It looks so
Doesn't
fun.
It?
I want to be a student.
Me too, John. Let's go right now. Let's go.
Sign me up.
Would you be sorted into Slytherin, perchance? I know what house I would be in.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I'm lucky.
John, you might end up in Hufflepuff.
Yay! We would welcome you.
I mean, what if you just really revolted against what house you were picked in? You just, you know, cried and moaned. And
the Sorting Hat knows if you don't really want a certain house. Yeah.
I guess.
It would say, John, you're afraid to embrace your inner niceness.
Right.
That is that owl on a globe?
Puffiness is in the closet.
She looks like one of those cakes on the table. I'm sorry. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look. Gross.
I wonder how much the artwork is for that. Those are like, they're not like real cakes. Those are like fake cakes. But yeah. I wonder how much they cost just for that stuff to make all that. Oh, there's that.
No, they're real stuff. I think they're real stuff at one point and they shellacked
them. That? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They put a lot of real food out, though.
See, but it would get ruined, though, wouldn't it, now, after all these takes and hours under the lights?
If you look, there was just a water jug that has an actual hog's head on the top, like Hogwarts, get it?
Yeah, those were cool. This would be awesome.
We know the pudding's real, because Ivana said she had to cut it like a dozen times. Oh,
did she really? Right. Awesome.
Everybody's staring at Harry. Go away.
They kept bringing out new puddings.
Look, he's real.
They had to sit Alfie down, because he's enormous.
He's so tall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially next
to
this
guy. He's a height of anybody else standing.
Yeah, well, especially next to Devin, you know. It's just...
He's so tiny.
Alfie's actually, on days when he can't make it, he's standing in for Hagrid on his scenes.
He's really a stubble, is he?
No.
Just to help that with the eye line. Oh, Seamus.
Favorite Ron ever.
Come, look at our boy. Here he comes.
Look at the squirrely little Seamus here. They could take him.
You go, Ron.
Isn't that cool how all the seventh years hang out with the first years and everybody just chills in the same room?
Come on, Harry, don't be a jerk. Look, the Chudley Cannons! There's a thing for the Chudley Cannons.
Yeah, I see it right back there on the wall. You're right.
The detail's ridiculous. Yeah. Completely ludicrous.
He's just trying to be a good friend.
Melissa, did you go in that? Did you go in there? Did you go in the common room? Have you been in that set?
Yeah.
No. Wish that'd be awesome.
You have. No, we didn't. Did we not go up there? Or was it empty?
It didn't take us.
Or was it empty? No, it was empty. We went up.
I wanted to take a nap.
Oh, no, we didn't. You're right. We did not. I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been up there.
Second nap.
It's great. It's so tiny. You cannot believe how tiny it is. It looks like it's a normal size, but it's really not.
Yeah, awesome.
And Neville's bed is cut in half.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not a real bed because the way they have it, they don't have room to make all the beds. So there's only a piece of it in there.
Oh, creepy, creepy, creepy.
Yeah. They have everybody's trunks. There's all the candies, you know. This reminds me of movie 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. In the same room.
No. When Draco did that, flew something
cool,
in
half. Yeah.
It is.
Such a graceful little thing.
It's a nice little cinematic touch.
Jamie wax it. Yeah.
No, it's very beautiful, though. I mean, it's nice. I like it.
Look at Ron and Harry sitting behind their dates from last year. Still trying to make that work.
No, I think
that has flown the coop.
Examination. God.
Owls.
I love the covers of these books.
I love how they're all holding the book in the cover, holding the book in the cover.
It goes into infinity.
What the hell is this? Do you ever?
I love that she's got that little.
Do you ever think that Umbridge ever read Lockhart's books? I wonder. It'd be kind of interesting.
Probably not.
It really is. Such a stupid method. It's like if you're in math class, you're just studying about the theory of math and not actually doing math problems.
Never doing a math problem. It's
learning about chemistry and never doing any experiments.
Yeah. Well, that's
stupid.
It makes such a statement, though, about the state of school.
Yeah.
Her hair is incredible. I bet you can, bounce balls off that
hair. They must have slacked it with hairspray.
Throw soft balls at the edit.
Wham.
You know? Throw golf balls at her head.
I mean, you think it's a wig? They could have put a wig on her, but...
It's probably a wig. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. I think it looks real.
She had to have her,
you know.
Yeah.
Just teased it out.
She had to do that to her hair every day. Her hair might fall off.
Yeah.
That little faltering look in her eyes, awesome. Yeah.
What, Blaine?
Hermione's face. Screw you, lady.
Burn.
I know. You just want to smack her.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, how did they explain that? He just dropped dead.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Kids don't just drop dead. When you have a tournament that you're participating in that has known to injure people and even kill people, to have it go unexplained?
Yeah, no mark on them.
Is that sugar pink, or is it just my lighting? It looks like pink sugar.
I think it's everything's so pink that it's like kind of cast, but it might be pink.
That office, though, just makes you just want to throw up. I mean, look at it.
And the caked on makeup on her face.
It's just...
I get sick.
Oh, the cats.
No.
It's Freck's office.
What?
Freck's office. He likes cats, but he wouldn't have that. Come on.
No,
not the pink, but he'd have all kitty.
The best is Cornelius on the
frame picture of him, her hero. There's that cat from Austin Powers, man. That's totally with that Dr. Evil's cat.
Bigglesworth. I like the part where she turns away Fudge's picture when she's about ready to
picture
him.
Yeah.
You know, that's still, I love product placement, because the Noble Collection is selling that wand, or her quill. I mean, like, who would, I just, you know, you watch the scene and you think,
people buy anything.
But, I mean.
The picture of Cornelius is at a weird angle here. It's a different angle. I think they moved it just to have it in the shot. Yeah.
It's funny, though, that she's so.
This is disgusting. It's one of the worst scenes.
And look at her face, though. It's just, she's so, like, you know, enamored or enraptured or something. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, like she's waiting for it to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's a sadistic pleasure.
The Red Cross is always looking for donations. They haven't wasted on detention. It's pretty inappropriate.
That was a pretty bad attempt at a joke.
Very bad. But, you know, this scene is so disturbing. I mean, it's such child abuse. It's such it's just disgusting.
Completely revolting.
It is.
He's like, what? What did you just do to me? Seriously?
Seriously, what? Joe, how did you sit and think of this? Like, seriously. Every writer has to have a chip of ice in their heart, right? When Joe sat and thought, oh, I think that Umbridge will have him cut lines into his hand.
Yeah. Ooh. Gross.
But, like, look, like this is where I got convinced of Dan's extraordinary acting potential. Just look at the understanding in his face of what she is.
It's pretty clean slate face, too. Weasley and Weasley, we make homemade boxes out of construction paper. Because we're poor.
The goiter. It's disgusting. Ew. Look at Alfie. Alfie will never be seen standing up.
No.
Finally.
Oh, snap.
But finally, a moment of flirting between them. Finally. Yeah, Harry. Nice shot.
That is actually beautiful. It really is.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah. Look at Neville all alone studying his Nimbus Nimbletonia.
Where is he?
He's behind them.
Oh, Neville.
Not in this shot. He was in a different shot.
She took a deep breath.
Yeah.
There
he is. Okay, I have to tell him something, and he's going to explode at me, and I really don't want to do it, but okay.
Yeah. It's hard to be me, you guys. You don't get it.
It sucks to be me.
These are my problems.
Sucks
not
to be
yours.
You.
You don't understand.
Reminds me of Avenue Q. It sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me. I'm going to go to the poop-filled hourly. No, I'm not. I'm going to go to Hagrid's. Whose hut moves 2 miles away from the castle.
I know, it changes every film because we don't know.
Different place every time.
Why arbitrarily move it like that? It's so funny.
This is like back where it was for number 3.
It does.
It's gonna have like a satellite dish on it by movie 7.
Look at that countryside, though. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, I mean, God, it's amazing. Yeah. That was a picture.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's beautiful. But it's real, though. Yeah, that's what it is. And I want to go there so bad.
I didn't see much movement in the trees there. You're right. The thestrals. Creepy little thing.
She's so Ivana. Perfect.
Really quite nice.
She's barefoot. Barefoot, though. I mean, you know.
Can't even explain how she is, Luna.
You gotta give her credit. I mean, at least they're making those touches, though, you know?
But where do people shop?
These things are called thestrals. Oh. Jerks.
Narcos, so though.
Harry's like, I don't know if I've ever heard of him.
Yeah.
I'll ask Hermione later. They're called thestrals. Now, there's no hair in those tails. But as...
But she said it was...
says on her site.
Yeah.
Well, don't blame Joe.
Thestral
blame,
hair.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Whoever drew these things originally.
Well, but no, it's, she says on her site it's a substance, so...
Well, I mean, it's a hair, though.
Well, yeah.
She said hair.
How do you get that from a thestral? Right. Excuse me, stay still a sec, Pluck.
Yeah.
No. Probably not. I wonder if there are any other aunts with thestral.
Did we ever figure out
what
more about how she died, mom died?
No, we all speculated. Remember, there was rumors we were thinking, oh, that had something to do with, like, searching for the Elder One, or, well, or not the Elder One, but something to do with the Horcruxes or something. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a nice MacGuffin.
Yeah. Love those baby thestrals, though. Those things.
Thestrals
we
like,
don't like apples.
Don't
give me apples. Girl.
Don't give me apples.
I know.
What are you doing? You know what I want. I
want meat.
Come on.
We're carnivores. Although, aren't most animals vegetarians?
I don't know.
I would presume... Thestral would be a grazing animal, like a horse or a cow.
I'm just laughing at how Luna has just raw meat.
Yeah, who walks around with this? Yeah,
she had it in Tupperware. She's not ridiculously.
She had it in Tupperware,
and then we go from that to our friend Ron, which is just a hysterical
shot.
Yeah. Keep a sausage.
I know, but it's so funny.
Oh,
you know,
a pamphlet on wizarding careers. Cool. Hermione's like, oh my gosh, she wants to
not next to Ginny.
Love McGonagall's hair.
Isn't she awesome?
It's all twisted up in the back.
You go, like, Maggie.
She's so good.
She is her himself.
Quit spying on the teachers, kids.
I know they all follow around. Stand there.
I just don't like that McGonagall would ever step down to her, but I guess it served the plot of the movie.
Uh-oh.
Pretty heavy-handed how she stepped down one step, but the other one stepped up one step. You know, come
then,
on.
Then we go to our friend Filch, who does nothing but...
Hilarious, though.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's like, where's Dumbledore in all of this?
Yeah.
What is he doing? What's his job? Where does he go? Is he in his office?
Parents.
These newspaper scenes. Now, I thought the newspaper scenes here worked really well.
Yeah. By the end, they got a
little
bit. Yeah,
they got to be too much.
Overused.
But in this part right here, it was effective. No. And
do you think they ever had parent-teacher conferences at Hogwarts?
I doubt that.
Imagine the Dursleys coming up.
If you were muggles, you know? How'd they do
don't
that?
I don't know.
Guess they would send letters home.
It's an important part of going to school.
The music, I really like the music to this film, I have to say. I know a lot of people, it's not the best score, but I thought it worked pretty well, actually.
For a second in the back of that hallway scene, it looked like the kids had lockers.
Did it really?
No.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is this when he whacks him on the head? This is
yeah.
What is this? When did Snape become the head whacker?
Bam! You know?
Yeah.
That was a big book. Yeah. He hit him hard.
Look, and as you watch the movie, watch Umbridge as she gets more and more power and she goes more and more insane. She moves from pink to like hot pink to purple.
Like fuchsia, it gets
deeper
intense
as it goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On purpose.
Here's the Charlie Chaplin scene is, though.
Not everybody's just going to watch
filth. Every time there's a ladder in a movie, this is what they do. I'm not, you know.
It's like Filch just decides to stop there and twirl around.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
What the hell, Filch?
Why is this what Flitwick does now?
I don't know. I, you know.
You teach charms. You're a dueling champion.
And he's...
But at least they don't have the frogs, you know. But still, I mean, come on. It's the deal.
A teensy little prophecy. Is she wearing an owl necklace?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see. Okay. Lovely.
Lovely.
She has on like green nail polish or is it blue? I can't really.
She does have an owl. No, or it looks like no. I don't think it's an owl. I think it's like a little.
Oh, really?
Little contraption thing on her necklace. Yeah. Here it comes. That little pink cat thing is on the front of every single outfit. That must be her favorite cat. Her Coke bottle glasses on Trelawney.
I know.
Parvati and Padma are crying.
It's just so sad.
But they don't explain, you know, why. Of course, I guess you really, that's not important to the film, but.
Yeah.
Look, it's folded perfectly so that it says Inquisitor on the outside.
There's a Hufflepuff looking sad.
Oh
my gosh, it's a Hufflepuff looking sad. Sue.
Well, at least they put him in there. I mean, you never see a shot of Hufflepuff anywhere. There's always Ravenclaws.
Yes, you do.
Gryffindors.
Well, they're in daycare when they're not in classes.
Yes, John.
And then here we go.
Here comes Dumbledore saying the most out of character thing since Did You Put Your Name in the Goblet of Fire? Here comes.
Here comes. I love it. Where have you been?
Yeah. Why won't you come hang out at your school a little bit and help us out?
Music.
They never explain it. They never even say, like, Dumbledore's not here. You know?
Yeah. And why is Filch look like the Undertaker over there?
He does.
So, once she does get this little power that she doesn't have now, how come she doesn't kick out Trelawney then?
Yeah. That's a good point.
I don't know. Small victories.
I always thought that Trelawney had some larger purpose to play, and that's why she couldn't be thrown out.
Yeah.
Don't you all have studying to do? What the heck?
I mean, he bellows at them.
Leave the poor kids alone.
No, he would never. Dumbledore would
never. And honestly, what are all the kids doing just spying on it every time the teachers have something?
Yeah, and how did it get to be a massive exodus to the courtyard? Yeah. You know? Yeah. Everybody run to the courtyard now! How it would happen.
I'll go over the PA system.
Yeah.
Everyone, please go to the courtyard. We're about to fire Trelawney, and you want to watch.
There we go. Hermione in charge. Oh, but look! It's Pottercast. No, I'm sorry.
I like the little wizarding wireless. How come those, so many of the wizarding things just look old?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, wait. Here comes the actual Sirius. Hermione looked the wrong way.
Yeah.
She's like, where'd that come from?
Look, he is not a mutant blob anymore.
Better. Yay! They did it!
I bet it was a cheaper effect, too. Yeah.
It is a cheaper effect.
Figured.
You're not going to have poor Gary Oldman lay on like a operating table in front of a green screen to get that shot of him like they did.
You know, that was just so terrible. And this looks so much better, even though it is, like you said, a cheaper shot. It just looks so much better.
Such a waste of effort. It's a better looking shot for what it's supposed to look like, you know? They usually think, you know, we can do this, so we should. Well, no.
Yeah.
Because you can do something with effects doesn't always mean you should. Right.
I just love him. Such a great actor.
But they never kind of talk about what he's doing.
Aww.
Q2, kids doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Children doing it for themselves.
Cue the storm.
Yeah.
Storm, yeah, you gotta be lightning.
There's trauma. We must have a storm.
Well, from what I heard, that Scotland's pretty rainy, but you know, still, it's funny.
It stormed all the way through freaking Prisoner of Azkaban, Brad.
It's pretty light. That's what it is.
Gosh. I do love thunderstorms, though.
When
I can't sleep, I actually have recordings of thunderstorms that I play on my computer really loud.
Do you really?
You know what I love? I love the smell of the air right before it storms. I know that sounds bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that? There was like a skull face in the...
Yeah, it's Voldemort.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like the effects they did for Sandman and Spider-Man. That's what that reminded me of. Oh, this is neat. Look at this shot. Isn't this beautiful of Hogsmeade? I love that.
Completely gorgeous.
At first, I had no idea what in the world that was. In the trailer, I'm like, Hogsmeade's on the top of a mountain? How the hell did they get there?
We just got a thing, and people who get their DVDs, and it's in the extra features. They show the model of that, and it's beautiful, all the work they put into that. It's just gorgeous. Like, oh, so cool. How much work they did.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Oh! What's he doing?
Hope he's going to be around
girlfriend.
For 7. Love that he's
get
wearing
back
a...
here.
Love he's wearing a kilt. Love it. So I guess they are really Scottish.
I hope we weren't interrupting anything.
What?
I can't even argue with you. I can't even argue.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Don't know why we're here.
I like that they had Hermione not be like perfect in this scene.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Everybody else is like, Hermione's perfect.
Toss pot.
You dunderhead.
Yes. I like that word, toss pot.
And Harry's looking at everybody like, I want to kill you all for not
Harry's
believing me.
Harry's looking all emo.
Yeah.
Now, did we ever decide who that was, the creepy boy?
Look at Ginny and her boyfriend.
I know.
Hello.
Is that, that's not Michael Corner. Who is that guy supposed to be?
Like
is
Michael
that the
Corner.
One?
I thought it was Michael Corner.
There's Michael Corner.
No, the guy, all these, you know, these random people, they don't, like, actually say who they are.
That's Michael Corner.
They don't give him a real name.
Well, come
but
on.
If we have to assign him to somebody, he's Michael Corner.
Okay.
See, if I was an extra in these movies, I would assign myself a name from the book just for the fun.
Yeah. I would, too.
I'd play it up like that character.
The Doubtful Boy, Zachariah Smith, you know?
Doubtful Boy.
I would love... I mean, I can't even imagine being an extra in one of these films. That would just be the most awesome thing ever.
No.
It could be...
They just come from the neighboring schools out there in Leavesden. Yeah.
Be awesome. I would love to sit in the Leaky Cauldron. If there's ever a scene... I mean, wouldn't that be awesome, Melly? We could be sitting there back by the bar. Be great.
Wait for the Potter Park to open up in Orlando.
I'm going to apply to be the Hufflepuff bartender. Totally am. I'm
trying to read the names on the wall behind him.
Yeah.
I can't.
You do not need to be British to work
Look,
in the Wizarding World.
Who is that Hello, boy? How? The mystery boy that nobody
they're
knows.
All 50 years, yeah, they're all like 50 years and up, and then this little kid.
Yeah, little twit. That
I want to
We want the real
How did you get out? You're not allowed. We need parental permission. Maybe Fred and George snuck Nigel out of their secret entrances.
Yeah. So they could have a little kid to bang around.
Yeah.
Beat on.
Yeah, but don't we find out later that Fred and George save one of the first years in Deathly Hallows or something? Or no, it's not Fred and George. Who was that?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it? Yeah, there was a they got tortured by the Karos.
Colin Creevy?
Yeah,
or something?
Was it Colin? Somebody saves the first year.
Oh, it's what they did to Michael Corner.
Yeah.
Or Anthony Goldstein. I think it's Anthony Goldstein.
It's so hard to watch these films and not think of Deathly Hallows now, you know? Just at least for me.
Yeah.
Everybody's signing up. But like this, again, all these minutes they could have used on something else.
Yeah.
It's great that they have the thing written down and call themselves Dumbledore's Army, but the list is not, look how big Alfie is.
Yeah. It's huge.
Sorry.
But, well, it's easy to shoot this. They're already in that room.
But the list is not important if you're not going to have the Henrietta thing.
Yeah, exactly right. Ginny!
Hurry.
Look at Neville's earmuffs.
There you go. Poor Matt. God bless him. But you know what?
They have so much fun. I'm sorry.
I used to have to wear earmuffs like that. I was forced to wear them.
I love earmuffs.
And, you know, a little young, pudgy, fat little thing that I was with my earmuffs. I look ridiculous. And so I sympathize when I see him in those things.
Look at Jenny's face. Look at Jenny's face.
Cruel.
Sorry.
Jenny's like, I want to date him.
Yeah. Love you, Harry.
She just happens to be looking out over the courtyard, you know, as she do.
Yeah, she regularly keep watch up there in the snow, frozen.
Watch
tundra.
Just in case a group of students decided to go out of school. And...
the caretaker.
You said like Boris and Natasha there.
We'll hammer in this now.
Oh, look.
Oh, gosh, you guys.
One of them spoke.
Is that actually the real Coyle? I hadn't seen him very much.
I heard a story from the reading for six that Joe said to Jamie, who's a crab.
Yeah.
You know, I've given you some lines this time. Yeah. You know, for seven. Aww. I've given you some lines for seven.
Cool.
You know, I hope he gets his death scene.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
You got a diadem.
Wait, crab dies?
What do you want a diadem for? Yeah.
Crab died?
Did you read the book? Yes, you did. You were there with me.
Nobody mourns Crab.
Yeah, because he's a jackass.
I don't remember that. That's embarrassing.
We love you, John.
The room of requirement only appears when a person has need of it. John, here comes you. Dun da da da! You found the room of requirement. You've done it, Neville. I've been searching for this for months.
We've made this joke 100 times.
Yeah, except for the part where I wasn't.
You found the key to the dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. Are those supposed to be like pillars that are not being actually holding up the room?
Yeah. You know, at first I thought this was ridiculous. This little practice dummy, Death Eater dummy thing was kind of bogus. But if you ever do the game, there's like, you know, join the Dumbledore's Army game on the website. You can do that. And that's actually hard. Mm. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Neville.
I'm hopeless.
Flourishing.
Love Neville. Doom.
Well, gosh.
Music is awesome.
Maximum retention.
Oh, snap. Detention, Hermione. Yeah, detention for your cheek.
Snap. I love the filth trying to catch them bits.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah.
He's such a good physical actor. Yeah. Okay.
Mrs. Norris.
You know, and the funny thing is, if you've ever seen him on stage, he's such a brilliant, articulate Shakespearean actor, and to see it's such a difference between that and this, you know, skulking about the castle.
I hate the way they could get into it later.
Was that the guy who is going to catch a corpse with his bare hands there a second ago?
What?
In the lineup?
Oh, I don't know.
Could have sworn I just saw the kid who catches ghosts with his bare hands.
No. Well, maybe. Maybe he's an extra. I don't know. You know, that's pretty dangerous. He could have ended up in the fire.
I know. He's all on fire. Help! They haven't learned the Aquamenti yet, have they?
Yeah,
I'm
like
gonna go easy on you this time.
Oh,
baby.
Rupert, I love you. You're so cool. Look at him; he's so funny.
She's like Neville.
Oh, no, bye bye.
Neville.
He's like, yeah, power, baby. Come on.
No, that's not
dominant.
That's
Hermione.
That's not the smoke. Yeah.
Come on, go.
Hermione's like,
oh.
Before he's locking. Like,
at least one of his brothers had faith in him. That's nice.
I love
you know?
It too. Well, the twins are taller than Alfie, unless they had him standing on something. Because he's so freaking tall.
He actually cut a hole in the ground for Alfie.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
This is where Alfie would sit for the drill. Oh, that little kid's a lookout, you see?
Yeah.
He had the map.
Yeah.
Was he holding the map?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I can't tell. I'd remember.
Could have sworn he was holding the map.
Love the way
suspected
they did this.
Is that illicit activities?
This is so disgusting.
It's so funny because at my school, when there's like flyers on the wall, they're just crappy text in Microsoft Word printed out. And here it's like perfectly graphic designed and this crazy.
Oh, it's the Hogwarts graphic design.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And
so funny.
Drop him. Go ahead. Do it. Smash him. Sorry.
Harry's like, Ron, you gotta be here for this. Do you have to be?
Keep your head in the game, Hormone Girl. Look at what you did.
I love that they have Cedric's picture on.
Yeah.
This is gross. I can't even remember.
Somebody remembered Filch on Valentine's Day.
I'm not looking at this.
To Mr. Filch, I love you. Want some chocolates?
Ew, he's just so gross.
Oh, so gross. Ew, hit the camera.
It did.
Did you see
it
that?
Did.
No. Mrs. Norris a real cat?
Yeah.
Or is she an effect?
Yeah.
She looked a little weird in that shot right there.
Yeah. Congratulations, Narcs.
Yeah. Yeah, supposed
to be one too.
Look, Hufflepuff did that.
Who's that?
Yoo-hoo!
I mean, who is that?
Whoa! Yeah! Harry moved the Hufflepuff's wand to do that.
Hufflepuff, baby. Woohoo!
Muggle Corner. He's like, yeah, screw you, Muggle Corner. Not touching you. Somebody else floating.
Students.
That's right, Harry. You tell him. You go.
That's
go,
right.
Harry, go.
Harry Henry V. I love her skipping through the hallway.
Skip.
That's a cool shot of those three. Those guys. The little lurker guys back there. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're all... Spelliarmus novel. Good work.
You found the Room of Requirement.
Spelliarmus.
It's great. Look, they're having such fun. I really enjoyed the Room of Requirement stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scabbers, you're back!
Ginny can blow up the world.
A Mardia Queen.
Random.
Yeah, random.
That's right, Harry. You look at her like that.
I'm falling in love with her because she's powerful at blowing things up. Good work,
I'm
Cho.
Pretty.
Cho gets all nervous around him.
Neville did it! Yay!
Look, she's got a P necklace.
Everybody's like, was that just what I think it was?
They both do. They both have necklaces on that say P.
Yeah, you're right, Mel. They do. Wow.
Uh-oh. Great Nigel, the secretary.
Yeah, I was going to say, he had a little clipboard.
His two little lieutenants from Hermione.
He can't be expected to learn these spells. He's just like a first or second year.
But
isn't
Ron?
Teacher, and they've had no instruction.
Yeah. Well, Ron probably has him, like, have him, you know, being this, like, was he the one that asked for, like, an autograph or something of Harry?
Yeah, Harry's autograph. When Nigel brought over the package.
Right.
In the Cobble of Fire. Little UPS delivery.
Yeah, little Nigel.
Thank you, Nigel.
Hermione's like, I'm getting out of here. You do it yourself. See you later.
Hermione's all like, why don't you love me? I have a ponytail right now.
Oh, Ginny.
Do you see that look, though? That look was awesome, though.
Don't worry.
That's...
Yeah, but wait, she'll get hers in front of everybody, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to just seem like it's going to be so awkward.
It's probably been filmed already.
You think the make-out part's been filmed?
I would bet.
It's like, and here's Bonnie, who they up and almost ignore throughout all these movies, and then she's getting huge make-out scenes.
Well, but they did it right in number 5, I think. I think they did it right to set it up.
Not that you see her much in Deathly Hallows, but...
No, I will want to see her a little bit more.
Oh, well.
I love you, Cedric.
Cedric's all giving him the look like, you guys are going to make out, aren't you?
As if this wasn't awkward enough, they have to do this right in front of Cedric.
Yeah.
Cedric knows what's up, man. Cedric got plenty of action when he was alive.
You know.
Cedric's going to watch.
Cedric was a good guy.
Give him the eyes.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, he wasn't just, you know, he wasn't,
like, he's,
you know,
like, nodding
stuck
approvingly.
Up a little snot
he's nodding approvingly in the background. It's really funny.
So, yeah, Harry. She's a good maker outer. I know it.
Ooh, now who wished for the mistletoe? Ooh. Was it Harry or was it Cho?
I think it was Cedric.
Or did
he's bored.
Did the room think, you know, these two need some mistletoe because they're never going to get it on if I don't help?
Well, the room requires it, you know?
Well, the room, it's what they need.
Where's Cedric?
Cedric is.
Oh,
he looks
at that face.
Yeah, did you see that face?
Yeah, he's like, this isn't good.
He's like, wait a second. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. And here's the shot requiring that nothing more than kissing is happening.
See, it would have been hilarious if he was nodding his head like, yeah. That would have been awesome. but no.
Rupert's such a good actor.
He is such a good actor. He is.
Look how uptight Hermione looks about the whole thing.
Yeah. Hands in her lap, you know?
the bit of snogging trap. I love you, Rupert.
Why can't I snog anybody?
I used to do plays in high school, and the hardest thing ever was to laugh. It wasn't to cry. It wasn't to be serious. It was to laugh and make that look natural.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just he's so good at it.
Love that line.
Yeah, all the lines. I mean, they're all from the movie. It's fantastic. I mean, from the book. Harry's face.
They're like, oh, did I make it funny?
Yeah,
I'm going to laugh the loudest.
But she didn't. Mm. Yeah, that's.
Makes.
It's my own joke. Harry's like, whatever, chick.
Yeah. Ooh, what is like a up? Joke snake going back and forth here.
Yeah.
Where's he going? Oh, they're trying to show it in the reflection. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But in the reflection, the snake wasn't looking in the reflection, so figure that out.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah. But this scene, I think, is actually pretty intense.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
All they were gonna make all those balls, all the prophecies. They were gonna make them.
Oh.
But the setup time to destroy them and bring them back would have been just completely ridiculous. So they CG'd them all.
They have so much more flexibility with it that way. You'd have never had that big avalanche scene of the prophecy balls otherwise.
No. No, you know what? They might have been crazy enough to do it anyway. But that's like 15,000 balls or something. It's crazy.
I have a suspicion that's the case of having the technology influence the storyline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, because they explained to us that they wanted to crash them all, and they were really considering doing it, and they tried to do it. But to make them all again and the reset up time would have just been ridiculous. So it was considered. It's not that they had the technology, and that's why. But it's in the script, I think, all the...
Well, it's in the book that he knocks a shelf down, but not the entire room.
When we were on the set, they explained to us that they were going to make the whole room, but then they would have to crash them all, and that would have been a setup. It's not 100% either way. It's a little bit give and take. It's not like they only did it because they had the technology. They did consider doing it otherwise.
I don't know.
So intense.
How about you, Harry?
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever ask poor Dumbledore about his life a little bit?
Nobody did. We would have known so much more.
No one cares. It's all about Harry.
And here comes Snape to make Harry feel even better.
Snape was all like, I got out of bed for this.
Exactly.
And ironed my robe and my hair.
No, that's how he sleeps, you know it.
That shot is cool going down.
Does he hang upside down when he sleeps?
You know, here's where Alan Rickman is so perfectly cast. I mean, his voice in this scene is just...
Look at this.
I know, it's all the torture tools, and he takes out a wand.
But
he has the wand that is not his normal wand.
Yeah. Sure.
So if, you know, met with Voldemort and he does the priority thing on him to see what he's up to, he would never know he was practicing his legitimacy with Harry.
Yeah, completely.
But that's not in the book, though.
Listen to his voice.
Okay.
That's Goldenberg canon.
Silkily smooth evil. It's amazing.
He's not evil.
I know he isn't. I know he's not. But you don't know this at this point, though. Alan Rickman plays him perfectly.
I know. So we're just kidding with you.
I bet Alan knew all along.
He did.
He did know.
He did know. That's the whole thing.
But not that much. If you think about it, not that much has changed.
No.
It's not like he's anything different than what we see him as.
No.
So, that's the brilliance of it. That would suck having Snape in your mind.
If I was Snape, I'd be like, what the hell? Why are you dreaming about Voldemort wearing a suit?
Why is it so painful for Harry? It's not painful in the book.
Oh, I know. It's much more dramatic.
I guess it's just more visually.
Yeah.
Now, this is it. You see that bridge? That's exactly what it's like in the video game. That's how you know they worked off the same map.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That I love those models of Hogwarts. I would love to just sit and look at a model of Hogwarts forever. Oh, look, there goes Santa. Mm-hmm. Love it. Woo-hoo-hoo.
How, how, how.
Oh, poor daddy. He's all beaten up.
Yeah.
But he could have been dead. They wouldn't have been celebrating that Christmas.
And Hermione's would have been parents such a different story,
wouldn't it? Well, since you have a Weasley sweater, I do not have one.
I do not have one. There was a place I found at some point that made them, but I can't find that place anymore. They should make it with.
We get a sweater.
Hermione's like, yeah, that's gonna look hot. Hermione's all like,
wait to see what I got, you big boy.
Oh, stop.
It's upstairs.
John!
Stop.
What?
I like how people, British people say Happy Christmas.
Can an older man come in and wink inappropriately in a minute?
Yes, John, he will.
There he is.
He does wink in every scene.
Hey, buddy.
He's laughing at the Weasleys. He's not winking at him. He's just like, you know, look at them.
Yet.
I love them. You know?
Yet.
Yeah. He's sizing them up.
Oh, John. To Harry. Cheers.
And Harry's like, I don't want it to be to me.
To Harry. Is
it no. To me?
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
I love
that
this.
That is my series. He is not like that. It's, you just stop. You just hush.
Oh,
but it
no.
is funny that winking is rather humorous.
Had Harry been of age before he died.
All right. So now you all saw this, this incredible room, right? This is my
creature. The room is actually just two walls.
Really?
It's like a platform that you're standing on. It's weird.
Oh.
It's not enclosed.
No. Really? That's cool.
Creatures.
But was all
so
that
well.
Like painted on? It was just, I mean.
No, it's an actual, if you took it off the wall, it'd be a tapestry, but it's so closely fitted to the wall that it looks like wallpaper.
Wow.
You know?
I actually pulled a thread from it and I put it on my wall.
You did not.
Yeah. And it kept coming and coming. I'm like, oh my God. And I had to clip that out with my teeth.
Yeah. You want to get us in trouble or what?
I'm just kidding.
Originally, when we saw this, they had told us that they were going to move, that there were some that were like green screened out because they were going to move, but I think they might have just ditched that idea.
Yeah, but it's probably too much work. I mean, that would just be make it longer.
Well, I mean, the amount of work they do on everything else. It's just...
Well, yeah, but it would have been like hand-drawn animation. Yeah.
But look at this. Look. I mean, I just think this is...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that Bellatrix did move a little
Bellatrix
bit.
Bellatrix is moving.
Didn't that move a little bit, or am I
Bellatrix
crazy?
Bellatrix just blinked.
Okay. So I'm not nuts.
They don't necessarily need the green screen to do it. Oh, so petty.
Charming woman, I love it. Charming woman.
But you know, Oldman is such a great actor. We were kind of laughing at this scene before. But look how he can just turn like that and just bring that great emotion and depth to that without.
Well, he's a brilliant actor. He's a brilliant actor.
Just your heart just breaks for him right now. All of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You think there could be mind blinking?
What if the reason is that I'm carrying a part of his soul inside of me? Something similar to a Horcrux, yet not exactly.
Do you think we knew that? No. I was thinking that, you know, have you ever watched Star Trek? The Vulcan mind meld or whatever that thing's called?
The mind meld, yes. Tuvok from Star Trek Voyager.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, John.
Performs the mind meld with 7 of 9.
Exactly. I mean, it's just it's sad when you watch these things, your mind flashes onto these other things, but that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm back. What'd I miss?
We're talking about Vulcans in Star Trek.
Harry and Sirius made out.
Aw, man.
They did not.
I have to leave them.
This is like, I must have
you should never leave us two things on our own.
Hermione watched the whole thing. She thought it was pretty
she
cool.
Did not.
Sue, do you think there's a chance that I believe him?
No.
I love how you're like defending it.
Did not. No, no one does. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, this empty room brings back memories to me.
Such terrible memories.
Oh. There it is, though. I want that model of Hogwarts. Oh, my God. It's so fabulous. Look at that. Look at that place. I would go there. I would never leave.
So cool.
I wouldn't.
I'd go there and
I would
hide.
Be, too.
Come and find me.
But only if it was an actual magical place.
What?
Yeah.
It is real.
It's totally there, you guys.
Come on, muggle. Don't be a muggle.
Some of us should go find it.
It's 100% there.
I'd be down in the Hufflepuff common room.
I just wish one billionaire in this world would build a castle that looked like Hogwarts somewhere.
Okay, there's the scene that we had on. We saw. I did a story about this. We posted it from Frame Store, the people from Australia that did that scene, and it's a green screen green of them running down that hill. That was amazing, and it looks so real.
They do that all the time.
Incredible.
See, this is actually one of the scenes that Alfie stands in for Hagrid. That's a funny line. As a gamekeeper, fresh air must be hard to come by.
It was.
Hagrid's confused because he's easily confused.
I love Hagrid. Love him.
Umbridge whips out her Febreze.
Her Febreze. What kind of... I bet she wears Love's Baby Soft or something really cheesy or something hokey.
Yes.
You know?
Parley. Hagrid actually got that meat from Luna.
Yeah.
I bet he's Luna's meat supplier, I bet, actually.
That's probably true.
You know,
that could be true.
Hagrid's got a meat chiller or something in the back in his upgraded hut of the month. Yeah.
But at least he's got, like, you know, Pottery Barn cups. You gotta say, he's got good taste.
Yeah.
I mean, look at those giant mugs. They totally look like some of those Restoration Hardware or some of those kind of places. I swear I've seen them like that.
Do dogs get sick on that kind of meat?
No.
That's a lot of friggin' meat.
This is also Fang. He's huge.
It's Fang, though. But he's a magical dog.
What is he, a part giant dog?
Probably.
He's just a big dog.
See, here's the scene. We saw this in the trailer, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? There's a strange one going on out there. This makes
Wouldn't it be
sense.
Awesome if Hagrid had, like, a little Maltese dog, and it would, like, fit in his, like, couple fingers?
Like Paris Hilton's dog?
There's a little dinkle dog there.
Oh, look
at this chick.
Here we go.
Look at her long nails, too.
Yeah. I know.
Dog marks are hilarious, though. Let's think of a way that we can make ourselves really obvious.
Yeah.
She's
so
scary.
I mean, but that thing was so huge. But then she licked that thing, and that was just like, when I saw that the first time, I was like, woohoo! We're really getting into it now, because she's really, I mean, that's pretty creepy.
She did such an awesome job.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Really, so there they are, John. They're flying about there at Azkaban.
Somebody bombard a Maximud.
Yeah, for real.
Azkaban.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that they still have forecasts for the weather in the Wizarding World.
Yeah.
Like, their technology still hasn't figured out when the weather's going to come exactly.
Look at her. This scene is... I mean, look at her. She's just...
She's a scary thing, ain't she?
She is. I mean, but that's so perfectly
Neville's
her,
face.
Though. I mean, she's...
Well, Neville's pissed.
I know.
He's frustrated. He's like...
You're right. Don't you just, like, you know what he's thinking. And it's just... Too bad the most film people don't understand it, but... Read the books.
I wear my tie really short like this, because it's the cool thing for boys to do.
Is that like Hogwarts cereal back there? Like Hogwarts Flakes or whatever they're eating?
It's Cheery Owls.
Mm.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Yeah, Cheery Owls. They look like Cheerios.
That's awesome.
They forced the...
What did it say in the... It said something
House elves to make
I
those.
They do not force the house elves to do anything.
Okay, guys, no. Can we stay on topic, please?
They willingly and joyfully cook for you.
They joyfully cook
the
cereal.
Okay, guys... Not now. Look, exclusive.
First I saw that sign.
This is an emotional moment here.
I know. But I thought it said Back to Black, and I was like, oh, AC/DC, all right, yeah.
We cut our hair very short like this so we can save money on haircuts.
No, but this is really, this is where you get the backstory, understand. But in the books, it's so much more poignant.
Yeah, well, you know.
Saint
different
Mungo
animal.
Scene. Different St. Mungo scene. One of my favorite scenes. Mom. Harper.
What has Neville done to make them proud?
Neville put Gryffindor over to win the House Cup.
First
year in the first movie.
Book one.
You know?
Yeah, I'm very impressed that they were able to film in a room full of mirrors like this so much, and I don't see a whole lot of equipment sticking out anywhere. Do you guys?
No.
No.
It doesn't show anywhere.
That's probably why the mirrors are so spotted.
Yeah.
I love
this is my favorite effects.
The otter is just great.
Isn't it, though? Ugh. This is so magic. I like this scene. It's like a happy scene.
They're almost happy. Like glowing white fire.
Don't you ever think when you like a new your Patronus, wouldn't it be fun to practice? Because I like to have my little badger guys zipping around. He'd be happy.
I love the
happy
hair.
Badger.
I love the hair because it's such like a twitchy little curiosity. Uh-huh. Curiousness, you hear me?
Yeah.
Curiosity, that's so good of Luna.
Yeah, it does suit her, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It really does. That's a good
perfect.
Pick. Uh-oh, what's happening?
Troll in the dungeon! Troll!
Nigel clinging to Harry, but yet he's the only one up there. Why is he only there?
Him and Neville. No, not Neville. Nigel.
Yeah, why is Nigel there? He should be cowering
Nigel
in the back.
You know,
Neville should be up there. Or Ron.
Nigel going up first. Uh-oh.
Maybe he's not first.
I just don't get... This was not supposed to be possible.
I know.
If they had need of the room, it would have opened for them. You can't bust your way into the room of requirement. It totally invalidates book 7.
Yeah, for real. They just totally broke the whole room. Who's going to repair that
What's
crap?
What's going to happen? What's that? You can't repair a magical room like that.
Right. No. I mean, if you can hold off the Karos and, you know, and book 7, I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous.
This scene, though. Here we go, John.
Oh, yeah.
Dalish, I just saw him!
You just screamed, okay? There he is.
There he is again!
You know, he looks like Inspector Gadget.
He does!
He does
with
a little bit.
Swell trench coat.
But way the hell more bad A.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, he's got a tie on. I mean, come on. Sonari's wearing
Dude, look
a tie.
At him.
He
he's
looks
just
like Maxwell Smart.
Like,
come on.
Menacing. Coming. You don't mess with him.
It's Maxwell Smart of the our society.
I mean, Voldemort, Dumbledore's got style and all, but Dalish?
Not so much.
Come on.
There he is.
To get him.
I wish he would have
said his name.
Dalish.
So, look at him. He's so intense, he is.
I know. Chris is good, though. He's ready to go. Go, Dalish. Here we go.
Get him.
Get ready to get home, my friend.
Get him.
Look at Kingsley, though. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Here's the best line. Under the illusion, I'm going to come quietly.
Don't you interrupt that line, you
Everybody
dumb
Everybody winks at Harry
lady?
In this movie. Everybody winks at Harry in this movie.
I know. Look at that effect, though. Sweet.
That was great. That was pretty
so
great.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
I want to talk about
Here we go.
You can't operate out of Hogwarts.
Here we go. Delivery. Of
I wish this wasn't Kingsley's line.
Yeah.
It's a little stereotypical, you know?
Everyone's all like, oh!
Yeah. But you know what?
To becoming
when
from,
he
man,
when he said
it
like
guy,
that, though, the
know?
Whole audience erupted
it
in
did.
Laughter. That
but
was
it's
so funny.
Such, it's sort of a cheaper joke than if it comes from, I don't know.
True. Yeah. You're true. Oh, it's better than this tacky, crazy ladder stuff.
Another storm! Dun, dun, dun.
There's always storms in Scotland.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They all look like those like optic tests that you do like when you're getting your eyes examined.
Yes, yes, when you get the driver's license.
Yeah. I swear I didn't know about the rule, Umbridge. I couldn't read the bottom parts of it.
I know.
My eyes aren't very good.
Couldn't you make it a little bigger? I love how he knocks everybody out of the frame here.
This is so sad, because where do they go?
Where do they go? Into the magic ether. And how do they come back? Does he put them upright again and they go, oh, we're back?
That's a good question. That's really good. I don't know.
At the end, they're back.
Because Filch knows where all the paintings are in the castle. I mean, as the groundskeeper, John calls him the janitor. You said he was a janitor the other day.
He's the janitor and the dean.
Yeah.
He's in charge of cleaning the halls and discipline.
But the janitors know where everything goes, man. So he's got to know where those guys went.
Yeah.
Still want to know more. I mean, that's the one thing I hope Joe writes, you know, like in her encyclopedia. It's like useless stuff like that. I mean, about the paintings and like, I want to know the background of the Fat Friar and all the ghosts. Awesome.
Yeah.
I hate this scene.
You know what I noticed today, guys? Speaking of ghosts.
What?
I was perusing the concept art again for the Wizarding World.
They
actually drew in two ghosts. One of them was the headless ghost.
Oh, no.
And they were interacting with people in the crowd and bowing and everything. And
really?
I hadn't noticed that before.
That's way cool. Wouldn't that be neat? You know, one of my favorite things at Disney World was the Haunted Mansion with the ghosts zooming around?
Yes, that's my favorite ride there.
Oh, me too. I love that. And that would be cool if you could have like a ghost come through when you go through a ride.
Those graves and the tombstones quake.
It's a beautiful shot of Hogwarts in this fog.
The primary color gang.
Yeah, it is. You're right, John.
No, there's no RGB. Yellow. There's no yellow. Oh, RGB. That's green, those blue. Are not primary colors. Green is not a primary color.
It is in the film world.
Oh, well then.
What there? We stand corrected.
Yeah. But look, Hermione's been caught wearing the same outfit twice in one movie.
What's that?
It's the same sweater she was wearing in the common room. Oh, dear.
You mean they actually have laundry service and they don't just dispose of their clothes after one use?
They don't just dispose of their clothes. Isn't it incredible?
Harry wore that jacket in Azkaban every time you saw him, that blue thing. Remember?
So you mean like in real life, people wear their clothes more than once? Imagine that.
Not me. Are you kidding me? I keep all the tags on my clothes and then I return them after I wear them once.
After having spent an entire summer with you, my friend, I know how often you wear those lovely brown pants.
Yeah, that was handy about being on tour, is that we had
very
shirts
handy.
To just wear.
At least they were kept clean most of the time.
Except for the belt when it was broken.
Hey, back off. Those twisty ties make fine belts.
I keep saying this. I believe that Grop was better done in the film than I dare say it, even in the book.
Really?
I think the Grop story in the book was a little long.
Oh, it was horrible. It was tedious. It's the worst part of the books. And here I could do without them too. But, you know,
I feel like, Joe, defend Grops.
Grops.
Why is Grop important? In 2 minutes
or less. I like him here.
Groppy.
He stands up to good quality too.
That nose.
Though in 5 years we'll be looking back at this and laughing because
like, so
looking
cute
at the,
in this. He's
the
like,
CG effects,
he's a little boy,
and how they've gotten better since the first film. But in five years we'll be looking and we'll be amazed
be
at how bad it is. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He does look like a little boy. You're right, John. He does look like a young giant.
He's so beat up, though. Are all giants that beat up?
Yeah.
Broken ears and stuff.
Well, he's been getting into fights and doing all of his hunting, and he's living in a forest where he's getting snagged by branches and things all the time.
It's Fey Ray Hermione, though. I mean, when I saw this, I was like,
that was CG Hermione. Did you see that?
What's that?
That was CG Hermione for a second.
Yeah. Fey Ray.
King Kong.
Yep, totally it is. It is. Look at that. That's exactly what that scene is.
Now. That was CG Hermione, too, I think. Did you, Hermione?
Mm-hmm.
Back to regular Hermione. Aw, Grubby.
But at least Ron showed his valiancy trying to save her, though.
I know.
He loves her.
Finally.
Love
he
it.
Didn't just cry and run away.
No, he did not. Our Ron stood firm.
And then still
like
had the
time when
voice.
He was crying his eyes out and pounding against the walls in the dungeon at the...
Oh, that's a much different situation.
God, that's
God,
brutal, though.
Horrible. God.
I almost cried at that, and I'm a big man.
You're such a big man, John.
I'm hardcore.
Look, watch. The handlebar doesn't move when she takes it because of the CG.
Yeah, I know.
Funny.
You would think her arm would fall a tiny bit from the weight of being handed an iron
exactly.
handle. That's okay.
You do what you gotta do.
You should have just cut the scene a second earlier so we wouldn't have seen her.
And suddenly
take
he
it.
Has one too.
I know.
He didn't have one before.
Just change the shot.
Yeah.
Look at Grop's man boobs.
I don't think she has one there.
John!
She doesn't have one there. Oh, he's... Well, no. Look, she had the thing.
They both have one.
No, they don't. She had her hands together in that last shot. I'm serious. Yeah. She did not have one.
She had it in front of her waist.
She did
I've
not...
seen that they both have them before.
John, I've never seen that.
I have.
Well, then find it for me.
Why would they go through all the trouble of handing off this complicated scene where they give her the handlebar and then put it back in the
Why
scene?
Why do they do anything? Why do they do anything? But the rings were coming from Grop and it wasn't in her hand.
I swear it is.
Okay. I'll be willing for you to prove it to me, but until you prove it to me.
Well, I can't rewind.
Not now. I like this.
I do too. Go, Dan.
You got it, Dan. You can do it. Get Snipe. Way to expose Crop.
Yeah.
Lupin.
I may vomit.
Lupin, yeah.
Lupin, who is that guy?
Why do they hate nice Lupin haircut. So much?
We never did understand why Snape had such malice towards Sirius.
Because he was James's best friend and the cool
yeah,
guy.
I mean, but then...
Yeah, they were a clique.
I guess.
Anybody who was, you know...
I just thought there was
Sirius
more to it.
Sirius is extraordinarily like Snape. They're flip sides. Yeah. Oh, lockers again! The kids have lockers!
Cool.
Yeah. Now...
Here's the scene that no one knows that Lily's there. Oh, wait.
Yeah. They cut Lily out.
Gotta be there somewhere.
They're gonna regret it. No, she's on the cutting room floor somewhere. We know she was cast and she was in it. Oh, look at Pettigrew. Yeah. You see him?
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't see his underwear. We didn't need to see that.
No.
I was holding out to see his underwear.
I know you were.
Disappointing. Because I have gray underwear, but they were bought gray.
Do we need to know that?
Sure, John.
I didn't need to know that.
I don't understand why gray underwear is a bad thing.
Okay, whatever.
And how can your underwear turn gray anyway? Dirt isn't gray.
It's from being old and washed too much.
So what was its original color? Black?
White.
No, white! And they're old and gringy and you know,
it's
and
like faded,
it just shows
you know?
That Snape was poor and that stuff wasn't very well taken care of. That's what that was.
Ah. Yeah.
See, here they are with saving the
film. Him.
That's what it was. That's what I was thinking of this.
Hilarious how she doesn't really say that. She doesn't really say that. It's like added in later.
Love these guys. I totally would be supporting of Fred and George when if I had been in Hogwarts with them. I can just tell you right now. Would have been awesome. Hello?
Ah, oh, what? We're here. I'm watching. I'm being hypnotized by this pendulum thing.
Yeah, it is, brother. Hypnotic. Huge.
You know?
Yeah. You can hear the whoosh. You know when it goes by? It's awesome. Calm before the storm, baby.
For real.
I hope nobody sets off fireworks. Oh.
This is so cool. It's like Tinkerbell coming in right there.
Yeah. Dink!
Dink! And then... What?
Awesome. Oh, it's a different cat pin, finally. It's like an adult
cat
pin.
Yeah, it is. It's like more like a brooch or something. Yeah. Like a. It's not that...
No.
This is awesome. Go! Go, boys, go!
Yay! Not a fire hazard.
That's probably the point. They don't really
is
care.
Is the whole castle on fire?
No, they know they
wouldn't. I think stone can catch fire, though.
Yeah. It's a magical castle, too. They know that.
Do you think they have, like, a sprinkler system in there to, like, stay up the fire code?
Yeah, I don't know that there's really a magical fire code, John. I just kind of think that's kind of not... That was kind of a cool effect. The Draco and the wall thing.
Yeah.
But the best part's coming up here.
I thought it was cool how they were talking about when they've had to film the fireworks scene here. They had to know ahead of time which fireworks they'd be using and what colors they would be and when there'd be those colors. And they had to actually set up this complicated light rig that would shoot off the colors that they needed at the moment that a particular color was used.
Uh-huh.
So they could match the lighting on set with the fireworks that were going off.
That's so complex.
I would have been like, well, here's some yellow, and we'll just make it match later, and whatever.
They plan this stuff so well.
Amazing.
That's a lot of logistical planning. I mean, that's really meticulous. Wow. There. Big. It's not Dorothy Surrender. It's the big W in the sky, baby. Love it.
Yeah. Hooray! Everybody loves a grand finale of fireworks.
Yeah.
Right in front of these Slytherins that don't give a poop. It's like, ew, what's this Harry falling about? See their faces?
Yeah.
Voldemort's mouth is not moving.
Yeah. See, I wish there had been more scenes with Gary Oldman and Ralph Fiennes, man, together. That would have just been...
How were they put him in at?
I don't know. Just make it, I mean, no.
They just have coffee
Warner
one
Brothers.
Day?
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's Warner Brothers. Hell, they don't pay too much in close to
Bad.
You know, why not? I just think that they're just so, both just superb actors. It would have been really intense.
Yeah.
You know? Although,
I
scenes
love
with
the magical stairs.
Mr. Ullman and Mr. Isaacs are pretty good too, coming up. There's some mysterious staircases moving.
It's so inconvenient for these having the staircases to move.
I know. They're like, wait, we have to wait. But it's a perfect thing for a plot point.
It is.
Totally.
While we're waiting, why don't we explain
like
something
crucial?
Like
if they had to battle on these things and like jump from staircase to staircase.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
We did not anti-Alohomora your door, Umbridge.
No, we didn't.
Dumb woman. Here comes Spy Cat.
There he goes. Do 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 do.
Spy Cat.
Are you mental? We're all going with you.
Are you mad?
I did not notice that the first, you know, when I saw this in the movies, that they ignited the flames. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Is that what they call it? What?
What? Draco.
Neville and Ginny.
God.
So.
Ginny's all, oh, no, you didn't do that to my boyfriend. No, no, no. He may not know it yet, but it's going to happen.
Ho, ho, ho.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's why Cho did it. Oh,
yeah,
we feel bad now.
John. I actually thought that was kind of clever.
It is clever.
Yeah, it was a good way to get it in there without, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to cut that scene, but yet they could still get that stuff in there. There you go.
Who's Padfoot? What's going on?
What's going on?
Look at her all magenta.
Yeah.
I know.
He's all pissed. What's Padfoot? What are you talking about? Who's Cadet? What's going on?
Who's the girl?
Snape.
The Slytherin girl. Who is that? That's not supposed to be Pansy.
Where am I? What is going on?
Do we ever know?
Not,
I mean, do we know that
is
Snape
not
actually
Rupert?
What? What's that?
It looks like Rupert. Somebody in the back. It just looks very much different than Rupert. His head is way down.
He's sad.
Looks like he was sleeping for a minute.
What?
Maybe it's the round that they use for the under the lake scene. This is so funny. It's like what you do if like you've got a girl in your room and you have to cover up your parents' pictures
the
when you're
funny
about ready
part
to make out.
Is that Cornelia,
thank
she
you,
minds,
John.
But in front of 12 other people, she thinks it's not going to get back to him?
Yeah. These kids have blogs, Dolores.
Exactly. Wizarding blog.
Oh! Here's a fan challenge of the week. What would Dumbledore's secret weapon be?
Oh man, that's gonna get some responses.
John.
Is it a magical scarf? A decorative
knitting
belt?
Knitting.
Grubs all on.
You know, there's another deleted scene from this, of this, and it's much more, it just shows much more her unhingedness and her malice and her evil. I wish they kept
What were they doing in it?
No, it's just more more dialogue. Right here. It's more of right here. But it's just much more, just shows that she, you know, I mean, just how much she can't.
Aw.
It's very chilling, actually. But the scene's
on her mind, like, what are you going to do about it, woman?
Yeah.
Cue darkness so we don't have to show all the details on the center.
And fog.
Fog.
Yeah.
Cue mist. She's fantastic, Imelda Staunton. She's just... Yeah.
Isn't she, though?
Yeah. They have, like, no faces. They have, like, eye slits.
Do you know what movie did an incredible job with their centers and that kind of stuff?
What?
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
There's a new trailer out for the new movie.
I did. I just saw that. Mm-hmm.
It is disgustingly awesome.
Yeah.
Just gotta say.
Mike Newell's doing something with that, isn't he?
No, he's not. I don't think. It's the guy who directed Shrek.
Oh, okay.
He's looking at her like, ooh, pink toy. Pink toy.
Ooh, who's this? A Barbie
Imelda
doll.
Staunton made a comment.
She's wearing pink.
She made a comment that since she's usually doing stuff that's like Shakespearean and dramatic and this and that, it's always very quaint stuff. She was so excited to have like effects and to be in a harness and all. She's like, back in, I'll do it all day.
Sure.
And once they're done, they're like, no, Imelda, you can't be in the harness anymore.
Yeah. Drat.
Oh, everybody clapped at that line. It was awesome.
They did, yeah.
I mean,
thank you, Grub. I got poked with an arrow, Miney, and it hurt. Kiss it, make it better. Bugger off.
Oh my god, Ron, you had an idea.
It's been known to happen. What?
I love Neville.
I know.
Now, I think there is a piece of that that is, obviously they're standing on it, it's an actual set, but I think halfway down it becomes a perspective picture.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Goes,
yeah.
Forced perspective map painting.
Oh, we fly.
Love you.
Oh. And this is the point, if you were watching IMAX, that you got the little flashy
yes!
eyeglasses.
Yeah, I know. I was
you
so
put on
exciting.
The eyeglasses and everyone's like, yay! And it felt like we were in like Disney or something, like you're in an amusement park.
Yeah. You know what this scene
so
felt
cool.
like to me?
What?
You guys ever see that movie Neverending Story?
Yeah,
when that kid's on that big white dragon.
Yeah.
They're just flying through the sky.
I wish they would have had Luna do side saddle. That
would
be great.
Yeah. That would be cool. Just like a pro.
Side saddle like a pro. Exactly. To London. In like whatever it took, an hour or whatever.
Like, well, we rented the helicopter for the day, guys. We fly through it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so cool.
I love that they could just get into the ministry.
This is
where it gets
interesting for me. It's coming up.
Yeah. Department of Mysteries. Thank you for disabling the Ministry of Magic security system.
I know.
We will continue operating our elevators as normal.
Yeah. See, I do wish, and I realize why they cut it, but that, you know, Harry Potter rescue mission, I love that. You know, that
me
little
too.
One with the little badges was so cool. So cool.
They were so in 3D right now, you guys.
Yeah. Oh my.
This was great. Was in 3D because it was like right in front of your face.
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah. I mean, this stuff, the part with Dumbledore, though, in Voldemort is amazing.
Yeah. It looks almost overexposed or just high contrast or something like that, kind of.
Yeah, it's grainy on purpose.
Great. Oh, but here we come. Oh, we got a few minutes yet. Okay.
So I am glad that they cut the cheesy 3D part when Neville threw a pie at the screen.
Oh, I'm glad about that, too. The door right in the middle of the room is amazing.
Yeah. But all that is CG. I mean, those globes are not there.
The whole room is.
It's
the first time in any Harry Potter movie that they have been completely immersed in a CG environment.
But it looks so, I mean, believable, at least to me. I don't know.
No, it's really well done. And in 5 years, we'll be looking back at this going, oh my God, look how cheesy that is. But I can't see it now. You know, it's amazing how it changes.
They've gotten really, really good at it.
No, but I know, but in a couple of years, everything else will be so much better that we'll just say, oh, look how cheesy. Look at the little snakes on the holder for the prophecy.
How did Neville find that?
Mm-hmm. They sell that prophecy now. It's just a blue ball.
Yeah.
It's glowing.
It's conveniently lit more than any other
ball
in the room.
Exactly.
Conveniently.
Well, it makes sense. Nice, I guess, if Harry is standing in front of it, it would know.
It's cool, the creepy face in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I like how they got around doing the whole thing, which implies that only he can hear it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good way to handle it, though. It was time-saving, it was smart, it made sense. Yeah.
Harry should have took the little extra stand, then it wouldn't have dropped and broke.
It have been fun, you know. I mean, what was he expecting to do with this thing? Like, keep it in his room?
You know, an impervious charm would have killed him.
Oh.
Who's coming? Thank God. Who could it be?
Sue.
Here we go.
It's an actor.
Okay, I'll be good. But look.
Named Jason Isaacs.
Look at that fancy mask.
I love this scene, though. Here he comes, my man. Look, look how stylish he enters. He's so cool. Master.
He is bad.
Look at that mask. This scene.
Oh, he's bad. He's bad. Do you know that? I think that was his idea, taking his...
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
He's so
sweet.
Said
he had some idea that they'd let him do with the wand in this one.
Yeah.
And he's wearing leather!
Sue, if you're going to be uncomfortable
I'll be good.
Take a pause.
I'll be good. I'm breathing. No, I'm good. But look, and here's Psycho Woman coming. She's so
good. Didn't we interview him in this outfit, Melissa?
Yeah. You said to him, that is an outfit. And he said, no, that is half an outfit.
Yeah.
He only had half of it on. He was clothed, Sue. He just didn't have all the drapery and stuff on.
Listen to his voice, though.
Is Bellatrix resting her face on Lucius's shoulder?
She love him, too?
Looked like it.
It's like they went to Renfair and got their masks.
I like how the snake cane's in frame.
Yeah. And he loves that thing. He loves that thing.
But it's become like...
Remember how he was talking about wanting to take it home with him once and they wouldn't let him, and we told him about how they actually had it in the Noble collection, and he's like, oh, that's right. I saw that on the airplanes the one time.
Yeah.
The Sky Mall magazines.
Yeah. What's with that?
It's like too bad they can't give him one,
Now, the high-res picture they released almost looks even better than this because the fully CG environment, they could do whatever they wanted on the picture, you know?
Sure.
But I like how he shot this scene. I mean, the overhead and then them slowly like closing in around those guys. It's just really well done, this scene.
Just love it.
They'd be ready to block these spells. Look at that. Look how they're coming down in like sand and
sand
everything
and
else.
Stuff.
And it's soaking.
But they were given a pass because these guys should be wand out, you know?
Yeah. Oh! Did we learn that in Order of the Phoenix? I don't think so. Oops.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Well, you know.
It's a cool spell.
Whatever.
I thought that was good how Neville used that spell because he got Totalis in movie one.
In one, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They're such drama queens, seriously. Come on, guys. Yeah. Don't you know about stealth? That's how you win in these cases.
They're just having fun with these kids,
you know? They're like, yay, kids! We get to play!
When have they got to battle in a while, really?
Here, wait, here comes... Ginny's going to destroy everything. It's my favorite part. Ginny gets the bill 3 weeks later.
Can somebody just set off a bomb now?
Thank you, Ginny.
Oh, it is
what
Ginny.
What the hell was that?
Whoa, oh, dear. Ginny. I can't wait until the bill comes to our house.
Yeah.
Honestly. Look is every that. Spell That's that she fires off that big?
Seriously, how often are people making prophecies?
From the beginning of time. Do you know how valuable this
but
room was?
You know how few seers there are? And, you know, yeah. There's like three ever or something. Or one a generation or whatever it
exactly.
is. Exactly. I don't think they can make this many.
You cannot possibly tell me that they were ever considering to do that mass of a destruction before they could do it all in 3D.
You know something? That's why I didn't possibly tell you that. If you had listened to what I was saying, I said it had to be, it was a mix of both, because they wanted to do a big crash down scene, but the idea to recreate them all was too much. But once they realized they were going to do it CG, I'm sure it got bigger scale.
Wow.
You don't listen to me, and
then
I have to explain
myself. Of course they wanted to make
myself.
A crash scene, because it's written in the book to have a crash and crashing.
Oh, right, John,
because
everything they ever do in here is always written in the books.
Well, it's where they got the idea.
And the largest extent of their imagination is always, you know, they never blow things bigger than they are in the books.
Oh, of course not.
The veil.
This did not match my vision. I thought it would be much more simpler, but it's kind of cool. The veil.
I remember
liked
drawing
it as a tattering.
As soon as I got home.
Yeah.
As soon as we saw it.
I love that. The six there. Of them.
Yeah. And then the voices, music here.
They give all
get
this
right
warning.
Near the veil, guys. It's
yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But you got to say, this scene was pretty cool, though. The way they came in like that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was pretty cool.
It's so cool, but at the same time.
It's scary.
Yes. Well, so not.
Just... And again, Harry's glasses don't have frames.
Here they come in there.
Here comes Jason.
Here comes the order any second now.
So perfectly delivers his lines as Lucius. He's so menacing and smooth, and it's just awesome.
Ooh, dude, that Death Eater got it pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Hermione.
Here we go. Here he comes. The cane. Click.
What do you actually think?
But he's so self-assured, so confident in his control of mastery
I
of evil.
I think he's
just
a little
perfect.
Overboard, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, but that's the whole part of it, though. I mean, you know. I mean, it's a little bit camp.
What do you actually think?
I mean, he says it, too.
Just give me the stone!
The what? Oh, right.
Right there, though. I thought that scene, the way he delivered that line.
He lies.
Just... Ooh.
Don't give him to what Harry.
Don't give him to Harry. What a weird wand.
I will point my wand away from your neck.
Right, exactly. Away from your head and at your neck.
Is that when she poked his ears and didn't he
she
fracture
his
eardrum?
She fractured his ear.
Yeah.
She pierced his eardrum because she stuck it in his ear. He started bleeding.
This part is kind of hokey.
Yeah,
get them.
It's kind of old cowboys.
Why do you let your guard down, Lucius Malfoy?
So, did they teach you in Auror School how to do the little white light like that?
Oh no, yeah, I guess. And Order of the Phoenix School.
Yeah.
And here comes Tonks,
made of sand. Moody, made of sand. Let me think. So who's the
awesome.
Good guys? I can't tell.
I guess.
Like the X-Men
so
coming.
So hard to tell.
Yeah, it is.
They should have probably gotten away from the veil, but I guess that's the story.
Take Luna, Tonks!
But it's my turn now.
Beautifully, you've screwed everybody
yeah,
over.
You have screwed everybody over, Harry. All your fault. You're bad.
The Order wasn't looking for a fight. What was that move, Lucius?
It's weird. They trained with dancers and choreographers for this, and they really kind of defined wand movements. And Lupin was just fighting at nothing right there.
Pretty much.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much does that the whole scene if you watch. It's pretty funny.
Okay, take your mask off, guy. We're past that stage.
Oh, there we go. Whoa. The Bombardier stick. I love that stick. I want one of those things.
It's one James.
So Malfoy was fighting with his cane and his wand.
Yeah, I know.
Double.
But his wand is supposed to also be out. His cane.
Yeah.
And he's not dead.
Yeah, wait a second. He is. Oh, he's gone.
Now he's like, okay. Now we'll take him.
Yeah.
The veil reaches out and grabs him.
I guess in the movie he doesn't go through the veil. But technically if you die, the veil kind of does come get you in this incarnation of it. But not if you're
in close proximity.
No, but it, in a metaphysical, you know, it does. You do kind of go behind the veil. But he didn't fall through it the way he did in the book.
No, he just was grabbed by the veil.
But that's not how he died. In this. Yeah. In the book is how he died.
He got AK'd here.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Which didn't even work. Oh, Lupin, he's like, come back, Harry. I don't have any screen time as it is.
I have no more energy to go follow you.
Yeah. I'll just let him go fight Bellatrix again. Yeah. And maybe Voldemort.
And
we're all
going to
stay down here for a while and not go after Harry and Bellatrix.
What else are they going to do in there? The battle was over.
What'd you think about her voice? I mean, you guys were talking about Jason being a little bit over the top. What'd you think about her playing Bellatrix, Mila?
I think she did a good job.
She did awesome.
She's great. She's like, wacky look.
Yeah.
Though I don't think she was ever afraid of Harry at any time during the book. Reading the book.
Yeah. No, not during 5 at all.
She seemed to be pretty terrified there.
Yeah.
That scene, when I saw that in 3D, I jumped back when he came in with that, with his mouth.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
It was.
I love that. Rah!
And he just pwned and smacked him down. See ya.
There really is his wand. Call him Tom.
There's another deleted we just put on from WB about how they filmed this part right here. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
This is just so awesome. I love this part.
They both have long nails, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
Paul's just like, get me out of here.
Yeah,
I don't want anything to do with this.
See y'all later. Alligator.
She could have totally kidnapped Harry at this point, but she decided to bail.
Yeah.
The stupidest
bad
guy. But I
love how Fiennes like gestured, like, okay, come duel with me right now. You know, it's just like, sweet.
Oh, this lightning is just destroying.
Awesome.
Oops. Every time Dumbledore has to stop and worry about Harry, he loses ground.
Yeah. Look at that. There we go. This is so sweet.
Guys, I'm watching an HD right
now. Look at that.
It's crazy.
It's just so, woo!
I just miss the psychological drama of this real battle in 5.
Yeah.
It made it so much better. It made this crash-bang large stuff so much better to have that psychological stuff happening too.
Yeah, they probably figured it'd be so hard to try to do dialogue over all this, but...
No, but that's the point.
There are problems you can solve.
There isn't dialogue. There isn't this stuff happening while there's dialogue. There's dialogue, and then there's this stuff.
Yeah.
Still do this and have a minute
like
of
they
dialogue.
Were so excited to go like all out on these effects.
They were like, all right, we're going right to that.
God, it's so
that
cool,
scene
though.
Oh my
boom
God. You know, it's the underappreciated effect that Voldemort's nose is perfect all the time, and that's all a lot of hard compositing work.
Yeah It's completely crazy.
This is
that
so
would
cool
have hurt
too.
Like a
completely.
Man, there's going to be sand in their underwear for weeks.
I was just thinking that.
I've been hanging around you too long, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably have like a spell for that.
I bet they would. Ooh, the funnel of doom. Here we go.
Oh, but this is intense, though.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
My little boy was really freaked out by this.
Aww. So that's what Harry would have looked like with green eyes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Harry, you can do it. Do it. Fight.
It's gonna be okay, Sue.
I know, but you just want to root for him. Like, come on, Harry, you can do it. You can help. I want to help him.
And I like Gambin here.
Yeah.
What is this Voldemort, like backdrop of time behind him or something. He's like in limbo.
Look at me, buddy. Look at him. He's just going to town.
I know. He did a good job at this, though. Just, oh, it's so... Gamma did a good right here, I thought.
It's just so funny watching Sorcerer's Stone so recently.
Yeah.
Dan's acting and then watching it now. It's like that little kid never done any of this all those years ago. It's just so amazing how far he's come here. Not one of those kids looked panicked there, by the way. All of his friends.
Yeah,
seeing Harry like, writhing around in pain after all this destruction. They're all like, huh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, there's Harry. What's happening?
I almost looked Nobody concerned. Has
to... And where are the adults? Where'd they go? Ooh, long nails there. Dumbledore's, who are you talking to? Ooh, he broke the mirror of Erised, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I missed that.
He's...
Now, what do we think happens here? I think he put them in a little time thing.
He said, like, time has stopped.
Yeah, just in the, but not in their little vortex. Then the other people came along and it broke.
Yeah.
That's a heavy duty spell.
Well, you're Voldemort, you know.
It's a really heavy duty spell. And he could have killed him right here. What the hell?
I know. He also could have cut his nails.
Yeah. Can't hit the pedicurist
spell.
Pedicures. I don't know. Does he have shoes on? Fudge
is here.
I forgot to
better
look.
Leave.
Do you have shoes on?
That was Dawlish.
Oh, damn!
Was it Dawlish?
Right,
it was Dawlish.
He's in a suit.
Why do you think Voldemort split? He's like, oh crap, it's Dawlish.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'll get her another day.
Oh, the fountain is kind of broken.
Look at on the ground. The centaur is on the ground. Potter now the chosen one.
I guess they only really used this twice, maybe three times.
It's grown on me.
Cool.
And I know how to do it.
Oh, you do? Lucky.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's actually alarmingly easy.
Oh, look at that shot of Hogwarts. Beautiful! Love it.
Now, what is Harry picking out of his thing? I guess
we don't know.
He's cleaning his stuff, you know?
Yeah.
As you do.
You need to readjust every once in a while.
The necessary dorm room scene post-battle of Harry Potter.
I like these curtains. They didn't have them when I was here at Hogwarts.
No, he set fire to them in his third year.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
John, your voice.
By the way, Moony, Padfoot, Prongs, and Wormtail were your father and his friends.
Yeah, and here's where I tell you that I love you so much that I shook you really hard in the last film.
You know.
Oh, that's right.
No. I loved you all this time, and... Until the day comes when I must sacrifice you to defeat Voldemort.
Yeah, I know. All this time knowing...
I know. It's like we were all... outraged at the whole idea that he wasn't more upset, but he ended up being more like Deathly Hallows Dumbledore than we would have ever expected.
Yeah, but the point of Order of the Phoenix is that he is more upset, is that he's allowed himself to get too close because he knows what has to happen.
Yeah, well, that was the whole reason, you know?
So they just took it out. Cared about you too much. I didn't want to cause you any more pain. You know what pain is coming for this kid.
Yeah.
I know. It's so true.
So ridiculous.
Oh,
the fortress are back.
Yay!
He's putting his chair back down.
I saw that. That guy's not moving. Oh, those same guys are back with the skeleton.
Yeah, they survived.
Now, and Filch looks so bummed.
Aww.
Look at her ring.
I'm leaving her sticky tack here.
Lost all possessions. Luna Lovegood. Now watch when they do this shot of her sneakers and watch Luna's mouth. It's really funny.
It's a very common technique.
I know, but it's so funny when you see it.
Snap goes the photo, publicity goes wild. Harry has a new Bond girlfriend. Yeah. Says all the press.
And beats her, apparently.
Yes.
Look.
My shoes. How about an Accio?
Yeah.
Anybody know Accio?
No.
No?
So funny.
No one remembers Accio? Okay, let's go get food.
That was an old movie.
Okay, let's go do food.
Skipping. Yay.
Harry's looking at the camera like, well...
He's like, enough. This girl's confusing. I don't really understand girls.
What is this voice you've been doing the whole time? I would like to know.
What's who been doing?
You. It's voice.
With his different voices?
I don't know. It's the woe is me voice. Woe is me.
There's Nigel has a friend.
In his denim jacket.
Ginny and Seamus.
Keeping the films relatable to the young groups.
Their fashions are seriously out of date.
Ginny either grab Dean's hand or come up here and snuggle with Harry.
She's just looking. She knows. Yeah.
Where's Dean? He's coming up.
Six of them in the front.
He's coming up, getting closer.
Just was reading Deathly Hallows and realized that Luna lives right near.
Oh. At least there's not a pink hoodie on Hermione. I'm just grateful for that. We're talking about
fashion. She needs to be wearing Hello Kitty.
Check out Crab and Goyle in the back.
Did you guys see all of the Hufflepuffs in there with those bracelets that rope them to their moderators so they don't get lost in the forest?
So, I'm not even going to just react to that. Look how beautiful that is. Look at that shot of Hogwarts in the beautiful valley. I'm ignoring you. Isn't it, though? It's happy. Life is happy.
It is happy. Life is good. It's the end. It's David Yates. He did a good job. Let's have him back for another one.
Goldenberg.
And look, Mr. Goldenberg. Yay!
Goldenberg, why couldn't you come back?
I know.
Joe! Are we gonna commentary the credits now, guys?
Oh,
wow.
There's a story about this Slamour Izdiadic here. He actually, in the cafeteria one day at lunch, ordered three orders of fish and chips and gave one of them to Tonks because he was hitting on her.
Where did you read this?
On Entertainment Weekly.
Do you think we believe that?
Well, we only get to do this one more time and then we have to start bringing other people into it.
Yes.
You know what's I can't wait to do our second round of commentaries. Surprise, we're doing it again.
We'll go in order next time, maybe.
We will find folks that would be interesting in addition to our interestingness. Perhaps Wizard Rockers, perhaps celebrities, perhaps random fans, perhaps Robbie Coltrane. Oops, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, stop. Gary Oldman, that'll happen ever. Alan Rickman.
I don't know.
Jason.
His management won't get back to me. I put in the call.
I'll be good, even when he's on.
They're not accepting my original offers.
Surprise. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. As always.
It has been a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Only two potty breaks and not bad.
Not bad. Well, we hope you've had a good time, and we will see you for the next one.
Yep. And to stop the commentary, all you need to do is hit the stop button on both your iPod and your DVD player.
We'll see you on next week's podcast, which will be our holiday episode.
And you're going to be there?
I will be there for the holiday episode. How could I miss the holiday episode?
I don't know.
I can't miss that. I
want you to sing.
Some sleep, but it's okay.
He wants you to sing. Now,
guys,
saying.
You know, I want you all to stick around and read all of the crew members below the line here.
John, are you
going to
sing while they do?
Didn't we do that once?
No, you should sing the whole time.
There you go. James Mather and Neil Nabbitt and Stephanie Miller and Gary Creel and Vanessa Davies and Katie Reynolds and Daniel Radcliffe, Henry Melling, Jason Boyd, Richard McNallan. Richard who? Fiona Sharp, Richard Jessica Stevenson, Andrean Rawlings, and Grenaldine Somerville, Robert Madison, Ralph Fiennes, and Natalie Tina.
No, you
Brendan
did this when
Gleason,
we were doing
George
the
Harris,
MySpace
Peter
readouts.
Conrad.
Okay, I'm going to go
that's
get
too many.
That's when you did this.
You get a beer. I want a beer. We're out. Thanks, guys. Till next time, we're the podcast trio watching the movies with you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.